foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good afternoon, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet we call Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from the eastern part of the United States of America. We are in Maryland, to be very, very precise. We must start by saying good morning. We must also say good afternoon. We say good evening and good night to some of you. Especially those people, those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, wherever you are, across the entire 24 time zones, we must welcome you to yet another edition of Radio Biafra live transmission from here in the USA. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiamba, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we welcome especially those people that found Radio Biafra on satellite, those people who enthusiastically had to do something to receive this very gospel that we preach every blessed day without fail, that this is Radio Biafra. Anybody who doesn't know how to get it, if you are listening to us right now, it means you have been able to receive it. It is therefore incumbent upon you. It is therefore your responsibility to make sure that you disseminate the same information that you received, that other people can also enjoy this very gospel the way that we preach it on this very platform. We must welcome everybody. We are not tired and can never be tired of saying that on this very radio station, we only cover one issue and one issue alone. That issue is the restoration, the absolute reinstatement of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, you must do what you can to ensure the propagation of this message. You will tell those around you, you will lift up your phone, you will lift up your laptop, you will lift up your iPad, you will lift up whatever internet-enabled device that you have, regardless of what it is. You must tell those around you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will tell them to go to www.peopleofbiafra, all one word, peopleofbiafra.org. Please ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If they also go to Biafra Television, they should be able to find us. It shouldn't fail. But should everything else fail, please, in fact, make it a routine as a point of duty to ensure that those around you, that everybody downloads Radio Biafra app on their phone. We must make it a point of duty to ask people to download free Radio Biafra app, either on Android or on iTunes. In other words, any other Apple device that you have should be able to download and install Radio Biafra app on it, through which you can listen to us live and direct. Through this very app, you'll be able to access Radio Biafra website through this very app as well. You can make yourself able to listen to our previous broadcast. We are coming to you live and direct. We are without fear before our enemies. We are here to project to the ends of the earth the voice of the voiceless, the voice of those who have been dispossessed, the voice of those who have been killed in their millions, the voice of those who have been marginalized, the voice of those who have been deported from Lagos, the voice of those who have been rendered economically destitute. We are here to let mankind understand that the restoration of Biafra is irreversible. We are going to do everything humanly possible, not engaging in stunts, not doing things to grab headlines, but working quietly and efficiently to ensure that this kingdom of heaven on earth, this very sceptered land, this holy land called Biafra, is restored to its original state, a state of being where everybody and everything within it is there to live, to enjoy the glory of God, is there to live, to offer praise and thanks to no other thing apart from Chukwu Abiyama, to recognize that we were created by the divinity himself and we are here to do his bidding. That is why in all that we do, we must give honor and glory to Chukwu Abiyama. We must say that his will shall be done at all times in our lives, because it is in him and in whom alone that everything we have done, everything we have accomplished to date has become possible. That is why we must welcome you. That is why we must tell you, regardless of where you are on this earth, that is why we must remind everybody that it is the duty of every man, woman and child, as long as you are sensible, as long as you have common sense, as long as you have head screwed onto your body, that it is your duty to ensure the restoration of Biafra. Biafra does not belong to one person or to a group of individuals. Biafra belongs to each and every person. Unfortunately today, our people over here are all working. This is afternoon in Maryland. People are at work. We have allowed them to go to work that this very program may be presented. I am waiting for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memmesi, to please join me. But in the interim, I am at liberty to present to you, to give you the number with which you can contact Radio Biafra on today. We are broadcasting from the United States of America, and the number with which you can reach us on is +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, the number to call remains +1 240 217 7185. Whilst the barrister joins us, I presume that the barrister is now with us, and I shall go to him very, very shortly. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Our Skype lines will be open as well. It's simply Radio Biafra. That is all you need to do. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. If we accept you or not, it doesn't matter. If you call Radio Biafra, we shall take your call. We are also making it clear that the line for our officers are also open. That is Rapid Response 68. Only for the principal officers, those dedicated to the restoration of the Republic of Biafra, by serving the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they are. We are here to ensure that every step we take towards this restoration, we are here to ensure that everything we do, our whole essence, our whole being is dedicated, is geared towards one thing and one thing alone, and that is a free Biafran state to exist amongst other civilized nations, the zoological republic which we are contracted into by Frederick Lugard cannot be allowed to exist in its present form.
They have continued to kill our people. We have done nothing wrong. We must seek to extricate ourselves from that most damnable abomination called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I hate Nigeria with a passion. I despise the place. I wish it can come to an end today. I wish everything in it can be destroyed. The name Nigeria itself is gotten from the depths of hell. The name Nigeria itself should not be allowed to exist. My quest goes beyond the restoration of Biafra. My quest is to seek that that very name, Nigeria, will cease to exist. Only an idiot, only a fool who is not enlightened, only an imbecile who is not educated, only somebody who doesn't have the benefit of common sense will subscribe to a country named after a river. Here we are not stupid, we are not imbecilic, and we are not senseless. That is why we are here to preach this very wonderful gospel, to say that on the 30th of May of this year, right across the world, that people must know that indeed, not only was there a country, but now there is a country, and that country is Biafra. I must welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu has joined me from London. Barrister Mamezu is a very reliable. Barrister Mamezu is not just a very great Biafran, but also a good man. It gives me honor and pleasure. So please ask the very eminent barrister to kindly, in the only way that he can, accept the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over this very planet we call Earth, please.
Good evening, Director. Can you hear me, please?
Loud and clear, and so is humanity.
Thank you, Director, and thank you for staying in Maryland and bringing us the good news about Biafra, the restoration of Biafra. Whenever it's edging towards 6 o'clock here in London, I get excited. I'm always looking forward to hearing what Director will bring about today. And every day, that is what we do here. For those who are not aware, and for those who are just joining Radio Biafra today because we are 247 being updated of the amount of people, the increasing number of people that we are bringing across the globe joining Radio Biafra. Very good news for us. We have to thank fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, those who are making it possible for others to join us on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, on Radio Biafra, on satellite. We are so grateful to all of you. For within a very short period of time, we are able to accomplish quite a lot. I was hearing some group of people yesterday asking Director, what has Radio Biafra done? I couldn't stop laughing. And I forgive them for the main reasons that they just joined Radio Biafra. They did not know. And of course, Jesus says, God forgive them for they do not know what they're doing. They just joined Radio Biafra, so how would they know how much inroads we've made? Director, of course, pointed out some of the things, some of the achievements, yet more to be accomplished. And some people were even afraid and angry. Why should Director say, Colin Uwazurike rogue, Colin Uwazurike criminal? Even some people were complaining to me. Why should Director say this? Why should he say that? Director is calling Uwazurike rogue because he has the justifiable reasons. He told you reasons why he's calling Uwazurike. Uwazurike is using the name of Biafra, doing all sorts of things. Most of our young men and women have died under the name of Uwazurike's mazop. Most of our people have met up with their death because of Uwazurike, his complacency and lack of coordination. If Uwazurike would abandon what he's doing and then be straightforward, nobody will call him a rogue. Director is calling Uwazurike rogue because he himself has been kidnapped. Uwazurike is a very, very close friend to Director. I'm saying this for those who do not know why Director was calling Uwazurike a rogue, a criminal. He is not calling him those names in isolation. He has a justifiable reason. He has his main reason for doing so. So he's saying it because he has been there, because he has been affected. Ojukwu says the reason why he says what he says is because he was there. Director has been affected. When he talks, he's a man of integrity. He doesn't just talk for talking sake. He's a well-read, individual, a man who do not talk for talking sake. That's why sometimes when I argue with him, I relax, because he argues intelligently. He says the things he does without mincing his words. He's somebody who can easily crucify you with his evidence. He doesn't believe in hearsay. Fellow Biafrans, whatever you hear on Radio Biafra is absolute truth. We don't massage words. We don't make things happy for one group or unhappy for the other group. What we say to A is what we say to B. We are here justifiably to bring about the restoration of Biafra. That is what we sing here on a daily basis. Because our people are dying. We do not want anybody to use the name of Biafra to extort, to make money and derive money from others. We hate it here when we hear some Pentecostal churches taking money from our people, deceiving them and telling them that the world is coming tomorrow. We are against any deception. We are against any criminalization, and we're against anybody trying to forge things when it is not true. Radio Biafra, director, we presented that we are whiter than white. Anything you hear here is absolute truth. Even the news we present, we don't engineer them, we don't generate them. We chat with the news, we read the news and bring about the news from all the way to the zoo. Biafra must come. Biafra must stand, because we have been enslaved. Our people die every day. And the generation that will replace us are being killed. What are you talking about? Extinction. We are going into extinct. The race that belongs to Biafrans are quietly dying under the hands of Asaf, Fulani, Boko Haram, and those who are leading that zoo. And that is what we are saying angrily. We are not preaching here with joy. We are not preaching here with some kind of happiness. We are talking in anger. So anything you hear or say here, that is how we feel, and that's the way it is. We are not here for money making. We are here to get our people together, for them to agree with us, so that we go and get Biafra alongside with all of them. Nobody is exempted. You are all included in this Biafra restoration, because you are a Biafran. Be proud of who you are, wherever you are, east, west, north or south. We speak on your behalf. Not only director, who is a Biafran, Uchemefo is not only him as a Biafran. Imam Mezu is not only him as a Biafran. All the executives, all the coordinators, all of them one by one, all our women who represent our people, wherever they are, Rita Nibog, Ngozi Mado, Ngozi Ago, all of them, they are all women representing our people individually. Nobody in singularly owns Biafra. All of us are talking to bring about the restoration of Biafra. That is what we do here. Director is our boss. He is projecting that image. And nobody should doubt whatever he says, what he's saying. Because he's saying it with... Because he's got the knowledge, he's got the information. He read, he researched. So when somebody is talking to you, believe and listen to what they're saying. Yes, of course, you can argue. But argue with facts. If you win, we oblige. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Do not forget to turn your listening devices once you hear your name. We are here together with you. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself shall stand by. We are transmitting live and direct from Maryland in the USA. If you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are here to disseminate the truth and nothing but the truth. Anybody asking me to forge alliance with men and women who are dishonorable, you are wasting your time, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. The incorruptibility of this radio station was why we managed to place the name Biafra in outer space. That is why today we are on satellite. We have done things that people could not have done before unless Chukwu Abiama is with them. That is why we stated categorically on this very platform that man did not determine that we should come, that only Chukwu Abiama did. And that is why we are here, to serve him through Biafra. I worship God through Biafra. That is what I do. I am not a Christian. I am a Biafran.
And that is why I do not lie and I do not cheat. When it comes to Biafra, nothing else matters. Even life becomes inconsequential. Only Biafra is what counts to me. And that is where we are going to set her free from the clutches of those iniquitous people that they refer to as Hausa Fulani people with their Yoruba counterparts. Those people have held us prisoner and hostage by virtue of the fact that those that brought us the Bible, the same people that preached Christianity to us, aligned with Hausa Fulani people, aligned with Islam, to come and kill the children of God and render us destitute, even our own land steal our resources, and to make sure that things have gotten so bad and so bad that we cannot, as a people, be able to raise our heads anymore with any semblance of dignity. Even our daughters now sell their own children to be able to buy weavon. How sad is that? That is why here, unless you are truthful, unless you are honest, I will not walk with you. I do not care who you are. Unless you are dedicated, unless you regard Biafra as the only thing that matters in life, we will not walk with you. Here, only Biafra is important. When we get Biafra, we can then have time to party. But for now, the only thing that matters is this very relentless pursuit of our freedom. This very approach we have adopted to make sure that we are scrupulously clean, to ensure that Biafra will come only through the mercy and grace of Chukwu Abiama. And Chukwu Abiama cannot give you grace unless you are truthful. Chukwu Abiama cannot give you grace unless you apply yourself to Biafra. That is the same thing we expect of every coordinator. That is what we expect of every zonal coordinator. That is what we expect of all the entire membership of the executive council. If you do not live up to standards, you will be removed. We don't have time to carry dead wood. This is not meeting Omunna. This is not Nzukondibo. This is, for goodness sake, Biafra we are talking about. And we are here to set her free, regardless of what the enemies do, regardless of what they come up with. We will surmount them. We will crush them into the ground and go and get Biafra. We are fearless before our enemies. That is why we are here in the United States of all places. We have been to China to broadcast. We have been to Australia. We have been to the Philippines. We have been to Indonesia. We have been to Malaysia. We have been to Thailand. We have been to Spain, to Italy. We have been everywhere on this surface. We have also been to Germany. There we broadcasted. We have been to Ghana and we have been to the zoo, including our very sceptered land called Biafra. There is no place we cannot broadcast from. Do you think you could have been able to do all of these things? If hands we are dirty, it's only because Chukwu Abiama is with us. It is only because we are honest, only because we are truthful. On this very platform, there is nothing we want to accomplish. We cannot accomplish because we are Biafrans. We are born natural in the states that we find ourselves in, be you a doctor or an engineer. We don't have to go to school. Uche Mefor is not a trained engineer, but Uche Mefor can build a radio station. I was not trained a journalist, but here we preach. I did not go to a theological school, but here, by the grace of Chukwu Abiama, lo and behold, his words are being preached that the whole earth may be able to hear it. And here we are going to be free. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. I will not hesitate. I will once again reiterate the number with which you can get hold of us on. After that, I shall go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Once again, this is Radio Biafra, and the number to call should you wish to join us later when our lines open remains +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. This number is in the USA. For those Biafrans in the USA, it is free for most of you. If you are calling from anywhere within Western Europe, it is also free to call the United States of America. You can also reach us via Skype. Just put in Radio Biafra. That's all you need to do. On your Skype contact list, then you can get hold of us and speak to us. Our Skype is open and our line shall be open also later on. We will now go on to bring you the news headlines on this very day, the 21st day of March, the third month following the end, the expiration of the Zoological Republic, which these vultures are gathering in Abuja to try to renew. We are here to ensure that Nigeria will come to an end, that the abominable, disgraceful existence of the Zoological Republic will be terminated. They have killed so many people. They have terminated so many lives. The only way to ensure our survival is to seek the death of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Here we make it very clear. I despise the zoo. Anybody who thinks we are joking should stand in front of us and they will see what shall become of them. We are unstoppable. Despite anything the devil may do, despite anything Satan may do in raising people and giving them the Biafran flag, we know who those who have been chosen are, and those people are the ones making a telling difference all over the world today. That is why we are approaching 250,000 people on Facebook, the largest community of its kind anywhere on this planet. People still ask us, what have you accomplished? Without us, Microsoft will still be underlining the word Biafra in red ink. Because of us, Boko Haram was banned in the USA. Because of what we are doing, Biafra is the number one name you can get anywhere on any social media platform. Because we are formidable. We are exceptionally formidable. There is nothing we cannot do as long as we apply ourselves to it in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. And by way of headline this very day, we are presenting that don't exaggerate corruption in Nigeria, according to the very weak and imbecilic president of the Zoological Republic. His name is Goodluck Jonathan. He is telling us not to exaggerate corruption. They epitomize corruption. They are telling us not to exaggerate. It is like Satan coming out of hellfire and telling you not to bother about the heat in hellfire. How won't he say that? Because he's used to it. Jonathan is used to corruption. He's telling us we are exaggerating it. We are here to tell him we are not. Nigeria is steeped in corruption. The British people gave birth to the Zoological Republic in corruption. How can it escape it? It cannot. We are also reporting on this very day that same man, that Hausa Fulani man, that Islamic by the name Rochas Okorocha, has been warned to stay away from the same office that Mbakwe sat and served in. President Jonathan, Boko Haram, it is now fire for fire. How many times have we heard this? Fire for fire. According to Jonathan, they will fire Boko Haram. I feel sorry for the civilians, the same way that they bombed our civilian populations using MiG aircraft supplied by Russians, flown by Egyptian pilots, tacitly supported or openly supported by the British. Maybe they can now do the same to them. Jonathan continues to say that corruption is blown way out of proportion. And alleged missing, people must listen to this very carefully. This headline makes me sick. Alleged missing 24 billion naira stolen by Yoruba people. The police pension fund. Now the House of Representatives in the zoo are holding Okonjo Iweala responsible. The money was stolen by Yoruba people, but they are holding Okonjo Iweala responsible. How sad is that? Only in the zoo. We must go on to bring you the news now in greater detail. In the opinion of the very weak and imbecilic president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, the issue of corruption in the country has been dramatically exaggerated. For those who understand English language very well and the nuances associated with it, what Jonathan is saying in effect is that where you see corruption, it is not actually corruption. It is government working very, very well. Speaking during the meeting with the Nigerian community in Namibia, held in Windhoek, the country leader stated that corruption is everywhere, adding, however, that it is over celebrated in the country to the extent that the nation and its people are slightly stigmatized. According to the president, the government is doing their best to strengthen the relevant institutions in eliminating the problem. Jonathan also urged every Nigerian to support the authorities in their efforts to build a new Nigeria. The president assured people that under close cooperation, the nation will be completely transformed in the next 10 years. What are you going to do to transform it, Mr. Jonathan? You cannot do anything at all. And Jonathan claims he is a PhD holder. That is why when that very big fool, they call Ejirika, somewhere in Texas, and went to Texas, he ran away, he didn't come out. When somebody says to you, I have a degree, I have master's and I have PhD, and because of that I'm an intellectual,
you should look at the person's face, and if they are close, you put your fingers in their eyes, because they are very, very stupid, especially coming from a black man from Africa. This man has PhD in zoology. I do not care the discipline he got his qualifications from, but he must know that you cannot refer to the amalgamation of a feudal system, a monarchical system of the Yorubas and Republican Biafra into a nation. He does not know the definition of the word nation. That is the thing about black people in Africa. They don't understand it. Nigeria is not a nation. But this is the president with PhD referring to the zoo as a nation. He is calling Nigeria a nation. Nigeria is not. Hausa, Fulani people, Arewa is a nation because they have one value system. They have Islam. They have Sharia. The Yorubas, I don't know. Nobody knows if they're up or down. I don't know where to place them. People should go and ask them. I don't know. As for us, we are Republicans. We believe in the equality of everybody given birth to by a woman. Every man and a woman is equal before God and under the law. You don't mix such things together and call them a nation. It has never happened anywhere in the history of humanity, not even in Europe, that colonized you, enslaved you, and turned you into a 21st century slave, that you don't know the meaning of the word corruption. He doesn't turn. It's exaggerated. Jonathan, how can corruption be exaggerated when you are complicit in the missing $20 billion? Do you know what is 20 billion, Jonathan? You don't know. So it's exaggerated. Maybe the 20 billion you stole is too small. You want to steal over that. Maybe $1 trillion. Then you will know it is not being exaggerated. That is the thing about some people. They hold a degree, but they cannot make any sense at all. So you don't know that Nigeria is not a nation. Black people, I keep lamenting all the time, black people are not very sensible. They are not intelligent enough to understand English language. A nation is not a collection of diverse entities into one abominable contraption you then later called Niger area. In the north, it is called Niger in French. A little bit to the south, the English is Niger. And you still refer to yourselves as people who are free from mental slavery. Because I read in England, so I know English language very well. I feel sorry for those sometimes that read in the zoo, because you don't understand English. If you did, you cannot refer to Nigeria as a nation. Nigeria is not and has never been and can never be a nation. Never. Scotland is a nation. Wales is a nation. England is a nation. Collectively, they formed a country called Britain or United Kingdom. That is a country. Nobody refers to Britain as a nation. It's a country. Because all these constituent parts came together and decided to be part of a bigger union. This year, Scotland is voting to be free. At least they've been given the choice. Our people do not understand English language. That is the problem we have. When you conduct your day-to-day political, economic, and social discourse in a foreign language, this is what happens. You produce people who are ill-educated like your president. The president, the zoological president of the zoo called Nigeria. He's a PhD holder and he's referring to Nigeria as a nation. Amazing. Amazing. Following threats by a group calling itself Zionist Biafra to storm Owerri, the Imo State capital, and to hoist the Biafran flag at the government house, security has been beefed up in and around the state capital and the entire state. Reports yesterday said that the state government has taken adequate security measures to protect lives and property of the people. The leadership of the Zionist Biafra last week admitted being responsible for the attack at the government house at Enugu, with a vow that their next target will be Owerri, the Imo state capital. I do not know what it does. you storm a place and you put your flag, they arrest a few of you, you spend millions bailing them, and your flag is nowhere to be found. But all the same, they are doing it for Biafra. Anything to destabilize the criminals, we welcome it. But any stunt that leads to life because you want to go and raise your profile to collect more money from politicians, then you are backing up the very wrong tree. The truth must be spoken here. We don't believe in stunt. When you mount your flag, you defend it with blood. That is how it is done. That is patriotism. President Goodluck Jonathan has sent a strong message to the Boko Haram terror group that the Nigerian government would no longer treat it with kid gloves. Speaking in Windhoek, Namibia, during bilateral talks with President Hifikepunye Pohamba at the conference hall of the Namibia State House, President Jonathan solicited the support of other countries in the fight against terrorism, saying a terror attack on one country is an attack on all countries, he said. The issue of global terror is worrisome, and in Nigeria, we believe that a terror attack anywhere in the world is a terror attack on everyone. It may be more in one country compared to the other. For instance, in the northeastern part of Nigeria, we are having incidents of terror in 3 states out of 36 states. That is Goodluck Jonathan. An attack on one country is an attack on a zoo. Calling itself, I would say, Nigeria. Maybe he has gone to Namibia. Nobody is probing Namibia, and nobody has opened up investment opportunities there. We know that Theodore Orji has his money in South Africa. A few of them have their money stashed away. Maybe he's going to try and see if he can raise his own, of course, find a bank to put the $20 billion he stole in Namibia. Who knows? The news will come out later on. You say I told you so. That's why they keep scouring all over the place. Some of them have their money, even in Zimbabwe. Money stolen from poor people. He's talking about terrorism. Boko Haram is fighting for independence. Boko Haram is not a terror group in the classical sense. Of course, they kill people, and that is sad and regrettable. What Boko Haram is doing is trying to establish a zone of Islamic rule, the same way that Frederick Lugard referred to them in his amalgamation report, not Jonathan's report. The man that created the zoo called Nigeria mentioned it. He called them the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. In other words, what Boko Haram is trying to do is to return their people to the way they were before Lugard came. Very simple. And Lugard did it out of force of arms. People don't know this. Frederick Lugard got Nigeria to be one country through conquest. The British conquered people, killed a lot of people for Nigeria to be one. So when people are seeking to dissolve the zoo called Nigeria, employing the same thing that Lugard did, which is to kill people, who are we to blame Boko Haram? Let us be very logical. Is it because you don't know the names of those killed by Frederick Lugard and the British? Do you know how many people the British killed for Nigeria to be one? Boko Haram is using exactly the same method to get themselves away and have their Islamic Sharia country in the north. And I fully support them on that. Completely and totally, I support them on that. They haven't done anything wrong. The same thing they're doing. Why is anybody not condemning the British for the number of people they killed? Why is everybody not condemning them for the people that they carted away, free people they took as slaves by force to work for them for hundreds upon hundreds of years without pay? In Italy, they killed all of them. In Greece, they killed all of them. At least in parts of Britain and the USA, they kept them alive. In other places, they murdered, they rounded them up and killed all of them. Despite the fact that your beloved Pope Innocent was the first person that started merchant slave trade on a big industrial scale, our people do not understand simple truth because the brain of a black person is not large enough to absorb truth. They don't know it. And that is why they keep suffering. That is why they trek across the desert to go to Europe to still become a slave even more. That is why they are marrying all sorts of people to get green paper, even in America. People are slaves without knowing it. The only thing you have is running water, good road. If you work very hard, you have a house. And that's it. Is America your country? The answer is no. That is why you are a black person incapable of thinking 2, 3, 4 months ahead. That is why we are here to preach this very gospel, that people may come to life, use their brain to be able to reason. People are condemning Boko Haram. Boko Haram did this, they did that. Of course. And I used to be one of them until I went back and I researched very well.
The same method Boko Haram is using was exactly the same method used by the British to put the whole zoo together. Boko Haram is copying from the British. And but they want to go away. So you have to employ the same method your master used to enslave you, to disengage yourself from slavery. People should stop blaming them. As the barrister would say, only that they kill our people, but our people shouldn't be in the north anyway. They wrote a letter to our people in 2009 saying, please go back to where you come from. We said no. We will stay there. They will come and cut you down now. They told you to go. Had all our people in the north come back by now, we have Biafra. But they are there selling spare parts and building materials. Amazing. President Goodluck Jonathan has said that the exaggerated reports on corruption in Nigeria have taken a toll on the image of the country. Speaking at a meeting with Nigerian committee in Namibia, he continued to say that his administration would not condone the menace using big stick, which will not be a solution to ending corruption. Rather, he said, government will continue to strengthen relevant... Like when we look at English language, will continue to strengthen. Strengthen what? He doesn't want to come down. What is wrong with if you give bribe, you go to jail for 5 years. If you receive bribe, you go to jail for 10 years. Just get your useless, corrupt, stupid judges to implement it. And that's it. People have court cases for the past 8 years. Come today, come tomorrow. Adjournment, adjournment, adjournment. Every blessed day. Everybody's in corruption. Nigerian judges are corrupt. Nigerian lecturers are corrupt. The journalists are corrupt. There is no segment of life in the zoo that is devoid of corruption. All of them are corrupt, including Jonathan himself. By virtue of the fact you are a Nigerian, you are a corrupt individual. We are telling the world today, every Nigerian is corrupt. All of them, even the ones in the stomach, they are corrupt. We are telling them, because if you answer to a Nigerian, it means you have no sense and you are corrupt. Nigeria was conceived in ignominy and corruption. It was the British that taught the Hausa people how to rig elections in 1953. Population census were falsified figures were submitted, and the British accepted it because they wanted to give the rule to the Hausa Fulani people. They did not like Azikiwe. They said Azikiwe was too intelligent. They had to give it to those they can control. They showed the people of the zoo how to rig election, how to falsify results. That was what the British, the same people, anybody telling you that they want Nigeria to be one, you should go and examine that person properly. The person must be a criminal. Well, how were we before the British came? We had no police. There was no rampant crime. People go to farm and they walk, they get to the boundary and they stop. There was no stealing. What did they leave us with in terms of development? Look at where we are today. Look at where we are. Even far more stupid than we were when they came to see us. They taught you how to steal, how to falsify the truth. Look at your lives today. Is it any better? You're in America, you're in Europe, you're in Asia. A slave, voluntary slave. Some of us walked through the desert that we may become slaves in Spain and in Italy. Isn't that perverse? And Jonathan is saying that there has to be a sarcastic and nonsense they are talking about. Idiots, monkeys who can't reason properly. That is why Africa... People should sit down and ask themselves a very simple question. Why is black Africa poor? Other people are doing very well. Malaysia came to us to come and learn how to plant palm oil. Palm tree. Malaysia was able to refine palm oil and get nothing less than over 76 products from single palm oil. 76. Even more lucrative than crude oil. People don't know this. Do you know you can build a road using vegetable oil? Not tar, not bitumen. Do you know that in Britain, in England, they are using vegetable oil to build road? Do you know where you can get that from? From palm tree? Do you know that? People don't know. Malaysia is doing it. Brazil is developed. Venezuela is doing very well. The only part of the world not doing very well is black Africa. Ask yourself why. It's not because of Europeans, of course. They taught you how to steal. How come people of Biafra don't want to follow them? There are other people stealing in the name of Biafra. How come we haven't joined them? Because we went to school and we read and we studied. We understood what they were trying to do to us and we said no. That is why I said to them,
I reject you and your criminality. Look at those people that still brought us Christianity, the British Anglican Church. When fight broke out between Anglicans and Muslims, they sided Muslims, not Anglicans. Not people that go to the same church as they go. Not people that go to Synod in England. They sided the Muslims to kill fellow Christians. That means that what you brought me then must be fraudulent. That's what it means. And nobody said anything. Not just England. The entire Christian world, from America to the whole of Europe, every Christian in the world sat back and was looking. 3.5 million people were killed. All of them Christians. They didn't say one word. Whereas when Christians killed Muslims in Bosnia Herzegovina, Britain championed it for Bosnia to be recognized as an independent country. But the Ashdown then was heading it. Have you forgotten Kosovo? Is America, did American, here we are mean today, did America not recognize Kosovo? Kosovo was recognized. But Kosovo is, you know how they are. Look at Albania. Is that a Muslim country? More or less. All these things are being done. Whereas when it comes to Christians wanting to break away, they say to hell with you. You cannot break away. What people should stop condemning Boko Haram. What they are doing is simply this. How come you are condemning Boko Haram? You did not condemn Frederick Lugard and the British for the way they brought the zoo together. Lugard brought the zoo together. All the animals in the zoo, he gathered them together using the force of arms. He killed people. And now Boko Haram wants to break free by killing people. So how dare you say that Boko Haram is a terrorist group? How do we then refer to Frederick Lugard that gave you the useless name, or the wife, the girlfriend gave you the name Nigeria, Niger area. They say it's the Niger area. Where have you seen a country named after a river? How sad can your lives be? I feel sorry for black people. Sometimes I pray to Chukwuebem. I say, can you just give them that missing part of the brain that makes people to think, that is missing? Give it to them. Let them think for one day. Sometimes black people cannot think properly, and that worries me a lot. They cannot see. That is why they cannot go to the moon. That is why they have no running water. That is why there is no electricity, no employment. That is why they have open surface drainage. Despite the fact that they read in Princeton, despite the fact they went to Harvard, they went to Oxford, they went to Cambridge, where they did not see any open gutter. Why is it when you go to your village to develop somewhere, you have open gutter? And he says he's a professor and intellectual. How sad is that? This is Radio Biafra. Money is missing. 24 billion of police pension fund. The House of Representatives Committee on Public Accounts yesterday faulted the claim by the coordinating minister for the economy and minister of finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, that the 24 billion pension fund that is missing, and challenged her to a public debate on the matter. People must listen very carefully. This is what I hate about black people and their inability to reason. Jonathan is in Namibia telling you corruption is exaggerated. Now, even his own House of Representatives is holding Jonathan's minister to account to say, where is the 24 billion naira police pension fund that is missing? And Jonathan is saying that is exaggerated. You see why they don't like Radio Biafra? Because here we speak the truth. We let you know what they don't want you to understand. We stitch all the dots together. Jonathan is in Windhoek, which is in Namibia capital, telling you that his corruption is exaggerated. Whereas in his own country, in his own capital, Abuja, the lawmakers are calling his own minister for finance and the coordinating minister for economy. Where is the 24 billion naira police fund that is stolen? Not Radio Biafra saying it, but lawmakers in the zoo. That tells you that everything we preach here to you is gospel. Ezioku Kanyina Gunu, we tell you this very simple truth that other people cannot tell you. That is why we are formidable. That is why people flock to Radio Biafra. Those that anybody you see every day that are running to go and listen to Radio Biafra once it's 6 p.m. in the UK, that person is a child of God and a believer in the truth. Because here we don't embellish the truth. We give it to you raw and direct. If you like, you can go and hang yourself. We don't really care. We give it to you raw. A president is in Namibia talking nonsense when the House is indicting the minister. Why do we say all these things so that no fool can phone us up and say, why do you want to break up Nigeria? We are telling you that Nigeria should not have existed in the first place. It is a den of corruption. The people there are so iniquitous, it's untrue. This is Radio Biafra. I must go to the barrister himself to recall the barrister. To please try and make sense where I haven't. To please try and bring some semblance of clarity. To please try and explain it to our people that they may understand from a legal perspective as well. That this is Radio Biafra and we are in Maryland in USA.
Thank you, Director. Of course, you're right. Let me go ahead and add some few bits. Of course, you have covered the whole analysis in your news discussion. Director, the fact is that Goodluck Jonathan is a confused president. And he thinks that we are exaggerating. Who is he referring to? It's us, people in diaspora, people here on Radio Biafra. We are exaggerating the truth when a whole president, the money he's supposed to use to build roads, to build hospitals, he's giving it to Ohanaeze, to Shia. Which country have you ever heard that a president will bring money and give to individuals to Shia? Which country would you hear that a project will come out to be commissioned, money will be shared, and the project is abandoned? We are lying here. Which country would you hear that the individuals who assemble themselves in looking for job, they want job, the youths need job, only for them to go there and be killed? Which country would you hear that individuals will be at their office, helicopter will take off and go and massacre them? We are exaggerating the truth. Which country would you hear that a president can only say only three states? That is where there is problem. The president do not know that in Imo State, in Anambra, in Abia, nothing is existing there, nothing is happening. Only three states, that is where there is trouble. That is telling you that is the president who is only there in office, enjoying money and bribery, and they are sharing money. Which particular country would arrest killers and release them, give them money to backers and promise them he will give them more for three more continuous years? Which country will ever condone all this, since we are exaggerating and we are enlarging it? Corruption is everywhere. We understand corruption is everywhere, but those who are caught in corruption are imprisoned, not in the zoo. Even if you are imprisoned, they will take you out via the back door. It's a country where children are not being looked after. A country where unemployment is so close to deadly situation that you don't even know the difference between those who are working and those who are not working. You know, Jonathan should just go and relax and keep enjoying the money he has acquired these few years. And when we keep saying few years, he was there with the late Yaradua. So it's not today that it's about corruption. We know certain things and we keep quiet. And since he doesn't know where he belongs to, we are trying to tell him where he belongs to. So he shouldn't preach to nobody. Fire to fire. You release those, you caught criminals. What you're supposed to punish them, you release them. I'm not telling them fire to fire. That, of course, he's a zoologist man. What do we care about what he knows about and what he's doing in the zoo? Director Inoweri, the pro-Biafran, stormed the building. And of course, they are fighting against our Hausa Fulani Boko Haram governor. As I said before, anybody who is doing anything in the name of Biafra, providing you are not stealing, providing you are not going to destroy the name of Biafra, you are with us. Director, remember, as I said before, John the Baptist came to preach and tell people that somebody who is higher than him is coming after him. And it did happen. Let anybody, pro Biafra, BZM, LLM, ALM, let them come in and tell them Biafrans are not keeping quiet, because we have remained reticent for these years. We have been killed. We have been deported. There is no noise. So let anybody, any group, wherever they are, tell the zoo that Biafrans are existing. No matter how they organize themselves, even if they are all stupid, as far as they are making some kind of noises, we will tag along with that. Until the main Biafran people who are there to restore the Biafra nation will come along and deal with it. For now, let them keep disturbing them. Let Goodluck Jonathan know Boko Haram has been causing mayhem and trouble since 2008 up to 9 till today. What have they done with them? Always story. Believe them, give them money, and buy them cars. Let those guys do what they can, Director, for all we care. For all we know here, Radio Biafra, 30th of May, we will show our faces. I will tell them what is about to come. You're right. Yugoslavia was broken into harmony and was supported by America and Britain. The reason why they kept us in this situation because they are taking our oil, which is the best oil, coming from our own land. Director, all of us will die in that oil. And that is what I
agree with you, Barrister. I ain't got no manual. We will all drown in it, in the barrels of oil. All of them. Anybody that says we cannot go free because of oil, we all drown inside it. All of us.
That's it. Director, thank you from me. Let me start from this particular point. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the barrister, in which case our line is now open. If you want to join us, please. The number to call is +1 240 217 7185. Our Skype line is open, and also our coordinator's line is also open. That line is meant for the principal officers of Biafra serving their country. We have reserved it for them. This is Radio Biafra, please. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra because our lines are now open. Wherever you're joining us from, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland in the USA on this very day, the 21st day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. We are coming to you, bringing you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we are going to get Biafra, a Biafra of truth and honesty, a Biafra of unadulterated resilience, a Biafra that must come because Chukwu Abiama has decreed it. We have a caller on the line. You will give me your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. This is Chukwu Emeka Ojukwu calling from France and from Aloy in Ndemere local government area in Anambra State. I just want to thank you for what you are doing and the way you treat things and the handle the cause of Biafra. And the reason why I'm calling this evening is just because, you know, I tried yesterday evening, but it was almost the end of the program. And because I just wanted to answer those guys that called yesterday, lastly, that was talking about Wazulike. You know, I just want to answer them because I hope they are listening today, because Wazulike is sending his thoughts, you know, to come and destabilize us, or maybe to come and create confusion. We are not afraid of them. Only what I want to let them know is that whatsoever they are doing, they should know that they are bringing heat in their body. They are bringing curses on their life and even in their families. Because I know that Wazulike, you know, Barrister was talking, was saying that you have the right to call him rogue because you don't need any justification. Wazulike, by seeing all these things that he has been doing in that zoo, Wazulike is a rogue. It's a criminal, it's a murderer. You know, that guy has done evil thing that Chukwu Abiama can never even forgive him. Just talk about we, the Biafrans, who have been his victim. And he continued be making victims. And people who are in that country, they are still following him. I don't know. Anyway, when the heat shall come, he cannot even stand the heat. The heat that pushed even Judas to go and commit suicide, it will touch him. And when this heat will come, he will go and hang himself. And likewise, all those guys that is around him, because they will all perish. Because I don't see the reason why somebody who is having brain in their head or what, I don't know.
They don't. They do not. That is why we don't have any road, no running water. In this COG, I'm again here. They don't care, cannot reason properly.
They cannot reason. To whom brain is given, common sense is expected. Beauty without intelligence is just nothing but the display of cosmos.
I don't know why our people are so stupid and foolish. They can see fire on their hand before them. They will just go and test the fire, and they will break cords, and they will die on it. I don't know the reason why. Look at what is happening in the zoo. Jonathan is saying that it's only in three states that we're serving problem out of how many states, at something states. In America, I can remember when some hoodlums went to the school and killed some students, some little children in the schools there. Barack Obama, the president of the country, had to cancel all that he was doing that day, and he rushed there. Even America, they brought down their national flag and they declared a day of mourning for the people that were killed. But in that zoo, life is not even considered at all. Look at people are dying and they are sitting there in Abuja saying that they're doing conference. Conference of what? Where people are being massacred every day. And somebody will come up tomorrow and say, Wasulike, why don't you bring the Wasulike? We can never forgive Wasulike. Biafra land, that land, Biafras can never forgive Wasulike and his entire family. All his agents, they will end up like him. Anybody that is standing up to fight for Wasulike, or maybe to plead for his cause, that person shall be added onto the cursed people, because the Wasulike have done so many things that is unpardonable. And I myself personally cannot pardon Wasulike. I cannot, because this man is standing on the bone of 3.something million people, Biafrans, killed, and they are still been killing them since the war ended. Up to them. Look at what Wasulike is doing. Nobody is hearing about him. People are dying. They are killing his people, and he is there. We cannot even hear his comments. No comments. And he says he's a freedom fighter. That man, he should be very careful, because we are preparing for him. We are preparing for him. I myself, personally, because we are preparing for him. We are all going to die there in that zoo. We are all going to perish. But before then, we are going to do something that's so remarkable that will be in history forever. Because these people, I don't know the reason why our people, I don't even know. I hope those people are listening to me. I hope they are listening to me. If you can be able to come up on the air to talk about Wasulike, to plead on his behalf, God will punish you. That Chukwuma will punish you, and he will destroy your entire family and your entire generations, because you cannot plead something that is unpleadable. You cannot ask for. Even if he comes to that kneel down, begin to beg, we cannot forgive him, because that man has done undoable. Because it's enough. Enough is enough. I am just waiting, because they themselves, all of them, they will see. They will just sit down and watch. They will see how we are going to take our Biafra. And they will see where we will take them. And every man, anybody that is still with that Wasulike now, that can be able to realize the truth and come out, it is still time for them. But for Wasulike, he is gone. His own is finished. Thank you. I will stand by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. We know that our dear brother, Freddie Hunter, called us. We asked him to please try and call us back, because the line, somebody was speaking on it when he was calling. We have a caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Nande.
Yes, good afternoon from here. We are in Maryland,
yeah,
in the USA.
From Malaysia.
Malaysians are good people.
Yeah,
they are good people. Go ahead.
UK Darius. My name is UK Darius. I'm the national PRE owner to the indigenous people of Biafra living in Malaysia here.
Please go ahead.
I just want to thank you for your steadfastness. At least you're trying. And Chukwu Abiyama will bless you. And our able barrister and and Karamonde, and all the able Radio Biafra crew, I want to say may Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you. The Biafrans in Malaysia were formidable. If you watch all of us, we are not sleeping. We are relentless.
Malaysia does not sleep. That is why Malaysia is my favorite. They do not sleep. We have Biafrans in Malaysia.
Exactly. I want to say something that is going on concerning the confab. In as much as we don't have much interest about the confab, I would like to tell Igbos and Biafrans all over the world, mostly those in America, I know they are turning up. Most of them are coming out. They are understanding the struggle. But I want to let them know that no matter what certificate you're having, professor, doctor, engineer, those that said they are the first black to carry book and go to offices, they should be ashamed of themselves. Because if Umar Sanda, the so-called Ikemwachukwu, can be representing Igbos after all he did to us, we should be counting ourselves that we are nobody in Nigeria now. The man was imposed on us by the Hausas. He is a Hausa Fulan. He is never an Igbo man. And nobody is talking. Those of them that said they are interested in the confab, what are we going to achieve when your enemy is leading you? What are we going to achieve? So that is it. I just want to say, carry on, Director. Count us one. Biafrans in Malaysia, we are not sleeping. We are following you. And we make sure we do our part. And Biafra must come. Long live people of Biafra. Long live indigenous people of Biafra. I stand by, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God shall bless you. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Ebo Director. This is Chukwudi Idoye from Italy.
Yes, Chukwudi, how are you? You're welcome to the program. It is afternoon here in Maryland, in USA, and the whole world is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
Ebo Director, I want to thank you again for your wonderful work. May Chukwudi be my guide and protect you.
You say?
There is what this our people are lacking, like people that called yesterday, just what the last caller just said. Now, our people are, we are lacking this so-called indiscipline in our, in Biafra land. I will be a person, I can say, let us, you know, welcome towards riches, but let us use them as an example to people. We have barristers, we have judges all over Biafra land. Let's use these people as an example. What? Let's look at China, look at Germany, the people their economies are growing today. You know, they are still believing in this. Like somebody like Wadrike, let's use them as an example. But Russia, if they convince them, you can give them life imprisonment in Japan land. We use them as an example. If we can apply this law indiscipline in Japan land, people will now force to think. We are still saying it, Able Director, when we actualize this Biafra, we need somebody like you. What Biafra land, what HUG is lacking in this life is discipline. If we can deal with anybody, being my father, my mother, or anybody, brothers and sisters, the committee, let's build prisoners everywhere. People will now force to be thinking. People will now force to not commit anything. Saying for them to run away, go to exile, Able Director, let's bring them. We'll use them as an example. Today, Germany, they are still believing in this life imprisonment. But in Biafra land, people always say, live in, lapunye. It's what is killing our people today. People believe you can do something and get away with it. Ebu Director, I want to thank you once again. May Chukwu Abiyama always empower you.
Ise, great man. Ise, thank you very much. And God bless you.
Thank you, Ebu.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I'm Director.
Yes, please.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening. You will please bear with me. We have our dear sister, Rita Nibok. Please stay on the line for me. Don't disengage. Yeah. Stay where you are. Let's go to somebody on the phone. Can you hear me?
I'm here in the land of Biafra.
I know.
I'm calling from China.
From China. Please stay on the line and wait for me. I want to go and take...
I want to thank God for the achievement made so far by the Radio Biafra. And I also want to congratulate the entire board of Radio Biafra for the installation of Asmode 5 satellite.
Yes.
17E frequency. 1221 CV epsilon C. 27500 FEC 2/4. My director, I want to say what a great achievement for this. It is a very, very great opportunity. So I thank God for giving Radio Biafra this opportunity and privilege. I thank God, and this is to assure that everybody in the whole world that there was progress so far. And I also want to thank the entire board of Radio Biafra for all this progress and achievement. And I also thank the entire Biafrans all over the world for the effort they have been making towards the restoration of this Biafra. I pray that God Almighty will continue to give us strength and power to fight for it until we actualize it in Jesus' name. All I want to say is concerning the issue of the corruption in Nigeria. I want to say that the issue of this money that I'm talking about, 24 billion naira, Director, this is the a secret money. This is not money we should know concerning what they have been stealing out of that country. All these things that was happening in Nigeria was caught by the British people. These people destroyed our land and begin to loot and steal all we have. And because they handed us over into the hand of Hausa and Fulani and Yorubas, those who does not know anything, who don't know the meaning of life or what life is all about, who does not want development in their place, they hand us over to them and they begin to loot all we have and go and invest in the United Kingdom. I want to tell the entire world that all the entire what was built in United Kingdom, the entire UK, both England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales, was what they looked out of British Biafran's land. And they went and invested there because they see that these people don't have sense. They don't know anything. So they captured them and they begin to advise them. And they took all we have and go and invest there. The entire United Kingdom was developed, but what was looted out of Biafran's land. And that was true. And everybody knows that. And up till now, 100 years of this amalgamation is over, yet British people don't want to leave our land and go their place and face their life and allow us to live our own life that God created us. They want to make themselves God over us, but I want to tell them that they are not God. As long as they have invaded the children of God and killed and raped and destroyed and looted our properties and go and invest in their land, and they still come back again, begin to control our life, I want to tell them that the judgment of God is coming upon them very soon, and they will not escape it. Because the word of God says that I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquities. I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. That all the evil they have done to the children of God is coming back to them very soon, and they will see it. Concerning all the corruption in Nigeria, I want to talk about Goodluck Jonathan. Goodluck Jonathan, I want to remind him about the speech he made during his first inauguration. He says, I will not let Nigeria down. I will not let Nigerians down. But now, I want to tell you, he has already let us down. All the speech he has made and all the promise he made to the people of Nigeria, he have not fulfilled even a damn of it. But all he could do is he went ahead and begin to steal and loot and go and invest to the British people, including Hausa and Fulani and Yoruba. Our land was left desolated and devastated. Nothing is happening in the entire land of Nigeria, including the land of Biafra, where the money has been taken out. Tell me which kind of government is this? And he's still parading himself as a president and was even trying to make himself president the next term in 2015. While we are talking about the restoration of Biafra, I want to tell Goodluck Jonathan that all this game they're playing with the British people is over. Let him step down. And they go and they take the one he loot already with Hausa and Fulani people and Yoruba to go and eat and enjoy in Bridge, but leave our land for all because we are trying to restore Biafra. We are no longer want to be one again because we never be one before and we'll never be one. This is my message to all of them. May God bless all the Biafrans all over the world, including the Biafrans in the Biafran land as well as other Biafrans in the zoo. God will help us to actualize our success and we shall go back to the land which God promised us and restore our future. This is all I have to say for now. Thank you, my director. May God give you strength and power to continue in this struggle. For knowing fully well, a worker is worthy of his reward. Thank you and thank
you. Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. We have had our sister waiting for a very long time. This is Radio Biafra. I will invite Rita Anibogu to please address us. I think she has something to say. Is that correct?
Yes, director. This is Rita Nibogo. I am from Opologu in Uzuan local government, Osoka, Enugu, Biafra land. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to Biafrans all over the world. Nnamdi, I want to start by saluting your courage. I am in love with you, and Chukwu Abiama knows that. You are doing that what Chukwu Abiama has sent you to do. And I stand to say that no weapon turned against you will ever prosper.
You say?
And every tongue that arises to speak against you, I, Rita, and Bogu will condemn.
You say?
In Jesus' name.
You say?
I want to thank Biafrans in the United States of America, especially those of them in Maryland. I thank who have continued to support this noble struggle. God will support them.
You say?
I want to thank Ucheme for my own brother. I thank Karomonde, my darling sister, Ike Chukwenyago, Barista Imamezu, my big brother. I want to thank Ike Tupuenyago, who has been fighting like a lion here in Biafra land. I want to thank Ngozi Madu. Sister Florence Nkechi, I want to tell her that God will visit her. Chukwu Abiama will visit her and her family. All the women in Germany, Biafra women worldwide, I am asking God to do that which is giving you trouble, to do it for you in Jesus' name. Let me, before I go into why I call this night, I want to say or to still recall the countries that have given this electronics that we called for this while. Morocco has been able to give us a laptop. Indonesia has been able to give us a laptop. United Arab Emirates gave us one laptop, one hard disk, 10 EFPs. Then Qatar gave us a desktop. Spain was able to give us a dual printer and a photocopier. London gave us a scanner, LCD monitor, dual... London gave us a scanner and LCD monitor. Dublin, one fairly used laptop, one headset, and 11 earpiece. Germany was able to give us, promised us 4.5 kVA generator, which they said they left in Owerri, but the thing has not gotten to the office. The brother that brought it to Owerri, I kept calling him. So the last day that he told me that he was on his way back to Germany, till today, I begged him to give me the brother's phone number so that I could go to Owerri to pick it, but today he has not given it to us. The 4.5 kVA generator is still lying in Owerri, but has not gotten to the office. Norway gave us a camera. Sweden gave us 6 printing machines and photocopiers. That is all we have gotten, and I am still begging the countries that have promised to give to please bring. We have gotten the office, and we need to furnish the office.
Can you hear me? I don't know if our money has run out.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, you've reconnected now. Go ahead. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Then I want to ask Biafrans in Nigeria and Biafra land. I want to ask them, this struggle, is it only meant for our brothers in diaspora? That is the question I want to ask them this night. Is this struggle meant for only our brothers and sisters in diaspora? Must you just want us to be begging, to beg you before you can come out to support this noble struggle? I know that so many of you here in Nigeria and Biafra land, you are richer than our brothers and sisters in the diaspora, but you are keeping back that which God has given to you to support this.
We have lost her. Maybe she was holding for a very long time, and the credit has finished. This is Radio Biafra. Those of you, if we take your call on Skype, you stay where you are. What our sister was saying, Sister Rita Nebogu, is this. Some people made us promises they have not delivered. I was in Dusseldorf when somebody came up to me and said they have a 4.5 kVA generator. You have not delivered it, and I am not happy. Biafrans are not happy. If I make a promise to serve you diligently, without fear, without favor, without retreating, and without surrendering, so shall you make good on your word when you give it to us. I don't know why our people want us to keep begging like a bunch of school children all the time for something. What type of nonsense is this? That is why I have said to them, no longer are we going to beg. Barrister will say, no, we have to. Is Biafra mine? Is it my property? This is what we are saying. When we tell you that the Spirit of God has departed from you, what it means is that when you see lies, you think it is the truth. Do you want us to start lying as Owasike was lying to you so you can believe? That is nonsense, because we can't lie to you. If you cannot face up to the truth, you are not worthy to be called a Biafran. You cannot inherit Biafra. I have said it. Between now to the end of the month, every place where we have men and women that identify themselves as the indigenous people of Biafra, you must pay your monthly contribution for the month of March. You go to the church of Oyakilome, whatever the idiot is called. You go to Redeem. You go to Deeper Life. And you give your money to Yoruba pastors. And when it comes to Biafra, you're telling us nonsense. You can't do it. Mad people. You can't do it. And our sister is every blessed day crying and begging as if Biafra is her property. Is Biafra hers? Is Rita Nimbok going to put Biafra in her purse, in her handbag? Is it her own property? And our people are there. They think they are sensible. That is why we are slaves. That type of sense. That is why you are a slave. Try and do something different and see it. I have told the coordinator of all coordinators and the secretary to the coordinator of coordinators, every present coordinator we have in the world, if they cannot meet their obligation for the month of March, you resign. We go and look for... It is better that we only for doing it now. How many of us are the Radio Biafra? How many people started it? It's better we know how many we are. We know those who are serious. Not answering coordinator for nothing. You cannot coordinate yourself and you want to be a coordinator. It's been given to you now. You have to prove yourself. Or else I expect your resignation before the end of the month, or announce your name on the air. Having said that, we must thank those that contributed. Having said that, we recognize what Sweden has done, Morocco, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Spain, Ireland, United Kingdom, and Norway. Germany promised us a bus. Today they say the bus is on the river. The next day they say it's on the air. The next day they say it's in Sahara Desert. The next day they say it's on Mediterranean Sea. I need to know where this bus is. We gave Germany two buses, they bought only one. The reason why we gave it to Germany is because to whom much is given, much is expected. USA is coming. When we give them their burden in the USA, they will know what we mean. Theirs is coming. But for now, Germany must deliver on that very promise. Germany will give us their contribution for this very month. And I will ask the coordinator of coordinators to prepare that very list. To have it ready. Uchenonyama must have it ready immediately. You will come here and tell us once again what we expect of these nations. Who are those contributing? We want to shame them here on air and ask them why they are not performing. Your answer, do you think it's easy to be a Biafran? Men and women gave their lives that you may live. We are going to honor them on the 30th of May. And you cannot afford to run that very place. We don't accept it. We do not accept it. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? You've been waiting for a very long time.
Yes, yes.
Please go ahead. Give us your name. Hello. And where you are. Yes, please.
My name is Wandika Ndubisi. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia,
from
please.
For a local government.
From Ukraine. Thank you very much. Make it very, very brief, please, if you can. 2 minutes, please. We have four people waiting to speak. Okay. We have Nonso in Spain. We have Freddie Hunter as well. We have also a caller from here. I don't know where it's plus 88. Heaven knows. I don't know. Please go ahead. Director, 2 minutes only. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, I thank you so much. You are man enough. You are really man enough. I really thank you for what you are doing for our people. For the Malaya, for the Biafran people, I thank you so much. The good Lord will reward you so much and so heavily. But Director, I want to analyze some little things in terms of the Christians, church, between church, about church. I think we need to, the church in Nigeria, we need to, it's time for us to use them. It's time for us to put our wisdom and use them. About Biafra, they have to be announced in churches in Nigeria, so that our brothers and sisters, we know what we are doing about. We know that we are serious in what we are doing. We have to use the churches. They are not there for nothing. We have to use them. Even here in Malaysia, last 2 weeks Sunday, I even wanted to quarrel with my pastor because of where we are praying. I put he preached, finished. I say Biafra must be free. He was saying, look at this man, I am still in word. We are talking in spiritual. I say, yes, Biafra is a spiritual.
In spiritual.
I told him, yes, that Biafra must come to stay. He has come to stay. That Biafra must come to stay. So that this is, and we have to try and let them begin to announce it in the churches. Let every church, wherever church you are going, make sure you announce it in every church that Biafra has come to stay. No man or woman can stop Biafra to stay. Director, you are really a good man. I thank you so much
for what you have been doing. Thank you.
Our brothers are there in the east. Our brothers are there in the north, dying for nothing sake. About the money they have been taking in Nigeria, that one is passed away. That is their culture. I will say it's their culture. Packing millions of naira and saving for their pocket. They only know about themselves. They don't know for the masses. That is their culture. What they have been doing there, any man that enter their house, what is done. So I really thank you so much. Continue your good work. May the good Lord continue to stretch each one of you people in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I am a Biafran. I will prefer if you pray for me, you say, in the hallowed name of Chukwu Abiama, because he is the creator. I do not give honor and glory to anything born by a woman. I only offer honor and glory to Chukwu Abiama himself, and not to anything of this earth. I must make that very clear. If you pray for me, please say round up by rounding up and telling us that in the hallowed name of Chukwu Abiama. It's very important that we offer praise to Chukwu Abiama, not to anything else, because he said in the laws he gave to Moses, thou shalt have no other God but me. So says the Lord of hosts. And here we obey the law. We obey the scriptures. Nonso Ejirika, you wait for me. Nonso is our coordinator in Spain. You shall wait for me. We have a caller on the line. This caller is on the phone. You will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good afternoon from Maryland.
Yes, Director. This is Lawrence. I'm calling from Taiwan.
Lawrence Sani from Taiwan, you are welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Thank you, Director. I just want to say, I don't have much to say, just to say thank you for your good job. And to greet you and Mr. Imam Mezu Karamonte, Rita Nuboko, Echukwe Nyago, all dear friends who are the dear friends that is doing good job for us. And Director, I have to say a little bit of the things in Taiwan here, because our people here is like not this nice. The old guys here, they don't try to respond to me about this Biafra thing. But in the southern Taiwan here, we have some of our guys, but mostly, you know, people of the day. So the ones that are having paper, all the ones I talked to, they said they're working for Nigeria. So they cannot abandon their work and try to work for Biafra. So all of them, everybody, every black man in Taiwan knows about Biafra restoration. And no one is responding, only few guys. So, and you guys in the South here are listening to Radio Biafra, but other guys are not. And they're finding it difficult how to register for the round of this coming. So, and also, you know, I'm not having to go to school. So, and I have spoken to our guys, those who have the papers. No one is responding. So, and they don't even want to talk about it at all. And I have sent so many messages. I don't know what we are going to do about this.
Yes, you must continue what you're doing. We are praying that the spirit of Chukwu Abiyama may go inside them, the spirit of truth, Ezioku, may go inside them, and that they can discern and understand that their destiny lies in a free Biafra, that they may be able to come out. Do not. The worst thing you can do is to stop what you're doing, or to become discouraged and abandon it. People don't know what we went through before Radio Biafra became this very global phenomenon that it is today. It's a lot of hard work, I can tell you that. So you must continue to preach this very gospel. Sometimes our people are testing you. They want to see how honest you are, because Uwazulike was fraudulent. People have come before and deceived them. That is why we say to them, as long as night follows day, we are incorruptible. It's impossible. We cannot. Any day the thought enters into our mind, we'll be dead that same day. That is a commitment we made before Chukwu Abiyama. Our commitment is not to those who are living, it is to the dead. And upon them do we swear that this Biafra is going to come, regardless of what the enemy does. Thank you very much.
I have one more thing.
Please, go ahead.
Our brother spoke with you yesterday about the Igara people, Idoma people. Director, I think as we are staying away from the evil we are into now, anybody that their hands is on board killing our people, I don't think they deserve to be our brother or even our sister. They can join the house of people they join to kill us, or they can be in their own country. So I don't think we can trust them, as they kill us in such a way. And they can't be trust, and they can't be our brother. We'd rather join Yoruba instead of joining them that kill us. So that's my suggestion.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. We have somebody on the coordinator's line on Skype, I presume. Is that correct?
Director.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm online now.
please go ahead.
Wonderful people of Biafra. Director, my name is Nonso Ejirika from Barcelona, Catalonia, Spain. I want to say something. Director, you know, you have to remember why we are here. It's because of Radio Biafra, not because of these people, you know. If they want to go and get Biafra, they have the whole right to get Biafra. I don't know why African people, you know, what is wrong with African people? It's only one thing. You know, when you deny people education, it's only through education you can transfer a history of a generation, or anything at all you want to do is through education. In Nigeria, education is being denied.
Please, Nonso, try and call us back. Let nobody else call us, please, on this very line, on the coordinator's line, until I finish with the conversation, because it is, as a matter of fact, interfering with what we are doing. Please, Nonso, try and call us back. Let us finish with our dear sister, Rita Nibok, who has rejoined us. Please, go ahead.
Yes, I am very, very sorry.
That's okay, go
you
ahead.
See why, this zoo is an abomination. I still have up to 1,000 naira on my phone, and they cut me off. God will always cut them off in anything that they want to do. Yes. Like I was saying, I want to ask Biafrans in Nigeria and in Biafra land, why are they leaving everything for our brothers in diaspora? This struggle, is it just meant for them? The freedom that we are asking for is for everybody, every Biafra man, woman, boy, girl. Why are they not coming out? Each time they will call, they will tell you that they want to do this or they want to do that. But when you call them at the right time, none of them will come forth. I am using this opportunity. I am using this opportunity to call each and every one of them to come out. Let them come out. Biafra does not belong to Nnamdi Kanu. Biafra does not belong to Imamezu, Uchemefo, Ikechukwu Enyeagu, or Ritanibuogu. Biafra belongs to each and every one of us. Can you imagine our brothers in the diaspora left everything that they are doing and they are here in Nigeria, and nobody, no Biafran has ever called to say, how are you faring? It is not good. It is not good. Let us not forget Onurubewa Nagbanoso. They have left everything and they have come to join us. it is now our responsibility to make sure that they are doing well, to make sure that they are feeding well, to make sure that wherever they want to go, they will go without any stress. Please, Biafrans in Nigeria, Biafrans in Biafraland, come out. I know we still have some big boys here who are sickly rich. Come out. Come out to support us. Come out to support us. And you as you support us, Chukwu Adeoma will support you. Chukwu Adeoma will support you.
Yes,
as you come out to support this to support this struggle, Chukwu Adeoma will support you. Senegal is the only country in Africa that has been up and doing in all donations and financial support. Is it that they are richer than others? Other parts of Africa. Other parts of Africa, especially those of them in Congo, they are waiting for somebody to come and tell them do this or do that. Biafra belongs to each and every one of us. Who are you leading? Who do you want to come and support us? If God has given you, if Chukwu Adeoma has given you, and you are holding it back, the blood of the innocent people that died in that genocide war, they are still crying for vengeance. If you don't come out to support us, their blood, God will ask from your head. Our sisters are being raped every day. Our lands are being taken over by Hausa, Fulani, cattle rearers. Go to Olu and see what is happening there. Go to Olu and see what is happening there. School children are being murdered every day by the Fulani. I want to tell you that if what is happening in Benue State begins to happen in any state in Igbo land, we'll have too many people to fight. We'll have too many people to fight. Come to Enugu, come to Owerri, come to Abakaleke. You see this dirty looking Hausa Fulani cattle rearers with their AK-47. Who are you waiting to come and salvage us? Who are you waiting for? God has given us a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Our enemies are occupying it. Our enemies are occupying our land. Must we fold our hands and ask God to come and fight for us? Impossible. What are you expected to do? You are expected to chase them. As you chase them, you will overtake them. As you overtake them, you will recover everything. I don't know what is happening. Our men have suddenly become too quiet and too cold. They have become too sluggish that they take everything that Nigeria tells them. Look at Boko Haram. They destroyed their states and they are asking for 100 and how many millions to go and rebuild Sokoto State. After that Nigeria Biafra war, has anybody come to us and say we want to rebuild you? Our people have gone stupid, and I am not happy. I am not happy. People in Angola will call me, they say, our people say we must do this, do that before they will recognize them. Why? 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 Our people are dying every day. Our people are being bombed every day. Our land is being taken over by Fulani cattle rearers. People call me all over Nigeria. Rita, what are you people doing? I want to ask them this night, what are you doing? What are you doing? Our land is being taken over. Before you know it, jihad war will start. Before you know it, jihad will start. My only joy is that we have their friends in the diaspora. Especially those of them who are coming out from Germany, those of them who are coming out from United States of America, those of them who are coming out from London. We cannot do anything without you. We cannot do anything without you. Come to Enugu and see how the land is being wasted. In all the companies that have folded up, houses are occupying the buildings. Houses are occupying the buildings. Enough is enough. A word is enough for the wise. I know that God will give us Biafra. I know that God will give us Biafra. If we now begin to continue to evangelize our people, God will give us Biafra. Ezekiel 29 has left everything he had in the diaspora to come to Nigeria, to come to Biafra land. God will give us Biafra. How I wish, how I wish you will know the pain. How I wish you will understand that our people are suffering. How I wish that you will stop eating this your burger, drinking this your soda, and remember that your people are suffering. Your people are being murdered every day. Your girls, your mothers, your sisters, they are being raped every day, and nobody is defending us. Chukwuadiama will help us. As the daughter of that soil, I begin to say that each and every one of them, from Gowan, Awolowo, their descendants, all of them will die. All of them will die. Gowan will die. Gowan will die in the wilderness. He will die in the wilderness. Hausas are enjoying peace in Biafra land. Why they are killing our people in the north? Are we not ashamed of ourselves? Are we not ashamed of ourselves? They dress like us. They eat what we eat. They carry our girls to hotels. Imagine one Hausa boy will carry two Igbo girls to a hotel. It is not. It is not good. It is an abomination. It is an abomination. Our God is a jealous God. To Padama, I begin to tell Ocha Sokorocha, it shall not be well with him. For he brought his strength, God, into our land. It shall not be well with him. He will die in the wilderness. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
And every boy and big girl who is contributing to this struggle? It is forward ever, backward never.
Yes.
Forward ever, backward never. Nambi, more grace to your elbow. Go in this might, because I know that Chukwuadiama will support you. Go in this might, because I know that his mighty hand is upon your life. Thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. I don't have anything to add after that. I cannot add anything to that. That was our dear sister, Sister Litani Wogo. As she was saying, people left everything. Kechikwenyaku is at home. Ochito Keke is at home. Chukuka is at home as well. And many more are coming. These are just the principal officers we can mention to you. But we need to sustain them. That was why we lost the war. When people try to preach Biafra to me, I tell them, I have been studying Biafra for over 17 years. This is my 18th year of studying Biafra. I know why we lost. 18 years studying Biafra only. I know why we lost. The same thing that Ikechukwu Enyiagu is experiencing, the same thing that our dear sister is experiencing, was why we lost the war. We sent men into battle without guns and bullets. They were heroes, yes, but they didn't have the equipment to fight. They say, Nambuwa Waaguche, you have media. You are on satellite. Do you think it is Aswanwuro? Get your thing on satellite. It is costing money to be on satellite, or else every other person will be there. You are on satellite. We are broadcasting every blessed day. We have a freedom fighting outfit to run all over the world. We promised you we'll bring the zoo down. How are we going to bring it down? We need men, women, resources. If you cannot volunteer to fight, you contribute your money towards this very effort. Sit back, relax, and see what is going to happen. We have never disappointed you before. Everything we promise, we've delivered on it. So there is no need or reason why you shouldn't trust us. We have men to feed at home. We have housing issues at home. We need to house the people coming. Men have volunteered to fight for Biafra. When I mean fight, to carry guns and ammunition and go and fight the enemy. And as our sister said, you must understand, if we do not plan now, the amount of enemies we shall be dealing with in the future will be insurmountable. Our enemies are numerous from everywhere, even those from within. Now is the time for us to strike, now, this very minute. Any time we delay, our enemies are multiplying. They are entrenching and digging in. That is why everybody must help. The same way you go to your churches and help every week. Do not go to church and give tithe. Chukwu Abiam will bless you. Do not go to church and give offering. Give that offering to the indigenous people of Biafra. See what will happen. Don't give offering in church. What has church done for you? Has it stopped them from killing you? Has it stopped Boko Haram from decimating your land? Has it stopped them from appointing Omar Sanda Wachuku to go and represent you, the same person that killed you? Has it brought light, electricity? Has it brought you good roads? No. The only thing that can save you in life is politics. Politics means having your own country, legislating and making laws that will have relevance in your life. Going to church, a Christian church, kneeling down and praying from year to year will only impoverish you. Show me a so-called country that wraps themselves in church that is progressing. Name one country. The answer is none. Very, very simple. An example is the Philippines. Are they not very poor? Very, very wretched. I will give you an example. I am a learned man. If you want to debate, you come on the air. The line is here, +1 2402 177 185. If you ask me questions, I will answer. If I ask you, will you answer? That is what you need to ask yourself before you come on. But Nonso is with me. Nonso is our coordinator in Spain and my host when I went to Catalonia. Later on today, I shall be publishing those videos, one of which I took at the graveside of somebody who was not afraid to be called a Biafran. But we allowed Ochuku to be buried as a Nigerian, green, white, green. But you have somebody from Catalonia who was buried as a Biafran and wrote Biafra on the tombstone. Isn't that ironic? I shall be publishing that later on this very evening here in USA. Nonso, are you with me? If so, you have to confirm.
I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I was very sorry for the network.
No problem. No problem. Go ahead.
So, Director, what I was saying before is, before you, there was none. You know, now you are here. You know, the problem of our people is not this. It's only education. You know, yeah, you are doing that now. So keep it up. With time, not 100 years time. I mean, with time, I mean 2-3 months time, because you have been doing this two to three years now. So please keep it up. Don't ever associate, because we are here. 90% of listeners of today are here because of you and Radio Biafra, not because of other Biafran freedom fighter or something like that, what they call themselves. So don't ever, any day you start negotiating. That is the end of the story. So don't ever change. Be like Akapol. We are here with you. And any other thing I want to say, our people from here listening from this part of the world, Spain, you remember, he only left 9 days to go. So we cannot be the last. I want us to be the first. Please, it's not too much. It's just a little bit money. We want to make Biafra come for everybody. Look at Nigeria today. Nothing is working. We have tried this Oyibo way for 500 years. It never worked. All the whole system Oyibo bring to us from A to Z is only the control, only to control our system, to control our mind. Whether you call it religion, whether you call it Christianity, whatever you want to call it, is a system, only a way to control your mind. And you see it's working. 500 years, nothing changed. We only getting worse and worse every day. So, Director, keep it up. In education, is very, very important, because we have been denied that. So now we have opportunity to listen. Then we must hold this radio station till this world end. Whether Biafra or no Biafra, this education must continue, Director. May God bless you, and may God bless the people of America. God bless you, Director.
Keep Thank you very much. Don't go away. No, sir, don't go away. Stay where you are. We are reporting the other time that you lost your sister. You have our deepest and most profound condolence at your loss. I was with you going to Barcelona football stadium when the news was received that your sister had died in a ghastly motor accident. Mishap. She was stepping out of a bus. They were stopping her in the middle of the road, and she was knocked over. Our heart goes out to you and your family, following the list brought that led our dear brother and my very good friend Iketuku Okoye from Germany to say that the Igbo race should be allowed to die off, for giving a list to bury a very small girl that the family is grieving. Notwithstanding all of these things, you're a very strong man. You broadcast with me. Everything is going very well on that front. And I want you to confirm to the whole world that Spain shall fulfill their pledge to honor this very battle that we are fighting come the end of this month. That other coordinators may learn and do the same as well. Let nobody say they were not told.
Director, we will, director, we will. I will sell everything I have. I have a house here, I can sell it. I will sell it. I will do anything. If we spend, no one to, they can direct. I know in spend is a very little bit hardship, but then we can. And you know we can.
Of course, I know spend can. Direct. And so am I relying on Michael Iranya of Italy to do so. I am also relying on Uzurimike in Germany. All the heavy hitters, Malaysia, China, United Kingdom, Spain, Italy and Germany, Sweden and Norway, Ireland as well. These are the heavy hitters and I expect them to deliver. They must deliver. M-U-S-T. They must deliver. They must deliver. Iketuku is at home. We don't want them to starve. Thank you. No, so thank you very much. We don't want our people to starve at home or to be sleeping on the street. We have men who cannot be deployed because they're in Lagos. There is no accommodation. No accommodation at all whatsoever. If you have a property, that's right. Some of you say you're freedom fighters. You say to go. The time has come to make that. It is called, in English language, it's called sacrifice. In our language, it's called a chwaja. Time has come for you to sacrifice something. Can't you give us accommodation? If you can give us accommodation, we welcome it. We need accommodation where our people can stay. These are people who have been living abroad, so you don't need to worry. These are enlightened, polished people who are educated, but they have come home to serve this very cause. Our enemies will try to blow us off radar. But we are formidable. Exceptionally formidable. And I presume that we have one of those people on the line on Skype. We have somebody on Skype whilst I ask our dear brother, Freddy Hunter, to please call me back. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Please, your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Ifan Ezaim. I'm calling from Germany, Düsseldorf.
You are calling from Düsseldorf. Ifan, your name sounds familiar. Are you the person that is owing us a generator?
Yeah, I'm the person, but I'm not the person they're talking about. The person they're talking about, you know, whether, you know, I'm different person. The person who donated generator when you was in Düsseldorf, you know,
yes.
And I've already given the generator. I've already given the coordinator, the generator to send with the boss. I think the thing is on the way.
Okay.
So that's why I try to call for you
to clarify. You have called us to clarify yourself. That is why we tell everybody is listening. Even yourself, you're listening. Once I mentioned Düsseldorf and promise of generator, you came here to clear yourself, and you're one of us. As I said, as I was telling Ikechukwu Enyago, that the way you spoke to me when I came to Düsseldorf, there is no way you cannot deliver on your promise. You stood up and made a promise that you must deliver on it. And I like, you know, sometimes I don't want to have a love-hate relationship with Germany. Germany is doing very well. Uzurimike is there, who is learned, speaks a lot of languages. We have men who are in Germany, I trust. Osemena is there. AK is there. We have men we trust in Germany. Chineke Mam is there. There is no way that Germany at the end of this month cannot pay their monthly. This is impossible. Instead, all these men I have mentioned, I will hold them publicly accountable on this very platform. We have men in Germany, and it is time they prove it to themselves. Collins is there in Hamburg, a young man, that is true, but he's working very, very hard. We have Obi in Bremen. They are there working very, very hard. We expect Germany to deliver. Two countries will lead us over the finishing line. United States of America and Germany, they must lead us into battle, if they like it or not. They must be there. America must lead this struggle if they like it or not. In the America, they must carry their banner into this very battle. And Germany behind them. Those two countries will give us Biafra. I don't mince words. United States of America and Germany, those two will give us Biafra. If they hesitate, we shall hold them to account. Very serious account, we are telling them this. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed. Our dear brother, Freddy Hunter, must please try and call us back. He's one of us. Freddy Hunter, we are dragging it. Myself and Barrister Mamezu. I believe that he comes from Isiama Faruku. Barrister thinks he's from Owerri. I disagree. I beg to disagree. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. You give me your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland, in USA.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you. Director, my name is Yukeria Okere. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go ahead.
Yes. I want to use this opportunity to announce to all the women, all the Biafran women in Scandinavia, that we will be having our meeting tomorrow being Saturday by 6 p.m. And I wish that they will all join the meeting tomorrow.
And they will. This meeting is happening. How are they going to join the meeting? Is it physical attendance or is it over Skype? How is this meeting being conducted?
It's over Skype.
And what is the Skype name? What is the Skype, the person hosting?
I can drop my number in case if they want to join so they can contact me.
Okay, please do so. Go ahead. What is your number? Is it for women only?
Yes, it's for women.
Okay, please, no men. No men. You know, men want to, anytime Biafran women are having an event, men want to come in. Please, no men should call. Go ahead, give us your number.
My number is +46 72 225 3333 1.
Repeat the number. Repeat the number, please.
Okay. +46 72 77 53 1.
Thank you very much.
111.
Thank you very, very much. Yes. And this should also be put across every platform. Oh, Bilor Anthony is with me. He is the coordinator of Malaysia, my beloved Malaysia. He will stay on the line whilst I go to Ozemena. Ozemena, I understand, also is with me. Ozemena, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, my honorable director. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Germany. Good afternoon from Maryland in the USA. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I use this platform to say hello to my fellow Biafrans around the world, especially those in the United States where you are. And also I'm using this opportunity to say, Director, the bus is right now in Belgium since a week now. So the bus is on its way to our homeland. So, the generator, we have loaded it also in this bus. So everything is working out perfectly fine. So what we are waiting for is the ship where the bus will be boarding to Nigeria, to Biafra land. Then I will call Ikechukwu or Rita Nibuogo when the bus arrive there and where they will pick up the bill of loading. So we are in the progressive side at the moment on this bus. And also I want to use this opportunity to tell my fellow Biafrans in Cologne that we'll be having our meeting next week Saturday by 5 p.m. at the usual place where we used to have meeting every 2 weeks. And Director, I want to say Chukwu Abiyama will guide you and protect you in everything that you are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Are we on song with Germany? Is Germany on track to deliver on our expectations of them? I need to confirm. I also need Nzurumike to come on the line. Our coordinator must come here to make this pledge before the world that Germany is on track. Everything they're supposed to do, that they will do it this very month.
Director, count on Germany. Germany is in a new form right now, and we are working out perfectly in order right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. Can you hear me? Is Obilo Anthony there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead. Good afternoon from
here. Good evening, Biafran listening. My name is Obilo Anthony. I'm calling from Malaysia. Director, I just called to correct an impression. Our name should not be mentioned among those that have not paid. You know that we don't miss our monthly dues. We have paid third or fourth of this month for the month of March. I don't know why the name of Malaysia has been mentioned always. So that is why I just called, Director, so that we are still formidable.
I trust Malaysia implicitly. Much. I trust Malaysia with my life. Malaysia cannot fail. If Malaysia fails, I will jump off a bridge. Malaysia cannot afford to fail. That seed that Ikechukwu Enyago planted cannot run. It cannot be allowed to wither and die. And in your hands, Malaysia is very, very safe, growing from strength to strength, which is exactly the same thing I expect from United Kingdom. I expect from Italy. I expect from Spain. And I expect from Germany. And also Israel. Israel has never failed, and I don't expect them to start now to be failing. Israel is very formidable. Very, very formidable. Quiet, but exceptionally formidable. Israel is. We must acknowledge them. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling. People are calling. They must clarify themselves before the war. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you're calling from. We are in Maryland in USA.
Hello, Director. This is Aung Kai Man calling from China.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, please, I want to correct one thing you just said on the air now. We in China, we have already sent our own money also. I sent it last Saturday. And also, my sister, our sister in Biafra land, I want to correct her because I've already sent my own laptop. And I called her when I sent the laptop, and I told her the person she's going to, she will go and meet and collect the laptop from. So I don't know. When she was naming people that has sent their promises, she did not call China. So that was the reason why I decided to call.
You did well.
To get the confirmation.
I also know that Tochukwu, I keep saying it all the time, I don't expect Thailand to fail either. I expect China, Thailand, Malaysia, United Kingdom, Israel, I expect Italy, Germany, and Spain to be very, very formidable. I know that very much. That I know. There is no way that Tochukwu Onunkwo, whom I can... Tochukwu is the only person I can recall where he called me, where I was. I was on A22, driving from Leatherhead to Croydon. I was in a BP petrol station. As soon as I finished filling up the car, I drove out and a number rang me from China. It was Tochukwu Onunkwo, the only person I can remember where I was when he joined us in this very movement. And China cannot fail. China cannot fail us.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you very, very much. Let us go to Skype. We have somebody there on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Ngozi Mado. I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, my dear sister. You are one of us. Go ahead.
Good evening to everybody. My fellow Biafra. Fans all over the world and our friends. Thanks. Like I said, my name is Ngozi Madu. I'm from Nkukwo Village in Enugu, Nnewi South, local government, Anambra State. Let me go straight to the point because I'm not really happy and I'm not myself. Director, I think by now, Mazi Onyema should be through with the list of countries and how much each country should pay. And he should circulate this before Sunday. Any coordinator who did not meet up with this, with his or her country's contribution should step down. We have had enough of it. I'm the coordinator of this. We are coming up. We are doing something. We are doing something. Up till now, we are not doing anything. And the reason why some of these coordinators are not performing is because they don't even know what they have accepted to do. Some of them just want to answer coordinator just for coordinating sake. Whereas their wives, they haven't even they are not even able to convince their wife to believe in what they are believing, to believe in what they believe. Their wife is not supporting them. And when you are doing something, your wife is not supporting you. I don't know how you think you can move forward with that thing. Each coordinator should start from his or her family. If you did not bring out your wife to support this movement, some of them are withdrawing their wives. Why they expect other people to come out and bring their wife? Why they sit and answer coordinator for nothing's sake? Our people are dying. And what is important to us is to answer one them or the other. We have to come out, bring out your family. When we started this thing, the director will say, start from your family, starting with your wife and your children. But now, what is happening? You answer coordinator, where is your wife? No, your wife will not come out. And you see other people coming out with their wife. You put your wife, you put your family at the side. But when you want to register as indigenous people of Biafra, you register yourself, you register your children, both on both walls. That is cheating because you have that privilege. The paper is in your hand, then you don't do anything you like. And we, the women of Biafra, we cannot take it anymore. Things are happening and we are busy changing shadows. We have to stand up and do something. Are we not hearing our sister Rita? She that is back home, she's crying every day. Are we not for the transmitter you bought. You bought your satellite. You have to clap for yourself because you are on satellite. While Boko Haram is performing every day while you are resting, celebrating your transmitter that is not yet transmitting, celebrating your satellite where your grandmothers in the village cannot get it. That is what you are celebrating. Why something is happening? Nigeria is there killing our people every day. Rogers or Kuracha, our children in Rivers State cannot go to school. Our people back home, so we call and say we need action. What type of action do we need? Our people back home, they are home. You can't go there, good, they are there with other boys. We can't even feed them. We cannot house them. What are we doing? What are we really doing? That is what we should ask ourselves. What are we really doing? Is this the way we are going to get Biafra? By talking and reading news every day without doing something. Some will call and say the whole prayer in their mouth. And the rest of you are supporting them. Amen. He said, is Jesus Christ going to come down from heaven? I have heard about this.
I agree with you.
You will say amen to them. Christ is not going to die for us again. Neither are we expecting a miracle. Is the director going to catch up Boko Haram with bare hands? Or is he going to hold United Nations on ransom? Just like that. Just sitting without doing anything. Anybody that calls and says prayer, back down your prayer with something. We have had enough of this prayer. Prayer cannot set us free. Even that our Bible told us, a faith without good work is dead. Not just a work, but a good one. Therefore, you must do something. He said that 5 million people listen to us. Even when I'm dying, I have a sense in Apple. Then we calculate. Where 5 million is listening, that means 1 million people is supporting. That is why some people will sit in the house and begin to ask for accounts when they have not contributed anything. They haven't contributed anything. Every day we are in one place. From week to week, we are still in one place. What is all this? Every country that did not meet up with the monthly contribution, the coordinator should step down. And any married man who refused to bring out his wife, that man will step down for the women. If people cannot get Biafra for us, we will go and get it. We have had enough of him. I know that if the women go and get this Biafra, let me just reserve my comments. Until then, we will not position you where we're going to be. Maybe we will be the one to pay your bride price. Because
people
are not even
please, my dear sister, because you see, our women are not threatening a revolution to even sack us, all of us, unless we sit up and shape up. Thank you, my dear sister. What I'm going to do, Ngozi Madu, is anytime they don't respond, I will unleash you. I will bring out Ngozi Madu to address the men. And I know most of us are scared to even listen. They know they're cowering now, they're hiding. Some of them are listening to it with very low volume because Ngozi Madu is on the line. Thank you very much and God bless you, our very able and dear sister. She's working very hard. Everybody, you must bring out yourself and bring out your family. I'm at the vanguard of that. Mankeku Nafo, you must bring them out to come and support this very struggle because we are Biafran people. This particular land that we are seeking to extricate from the abominable grip of the Zoological Republic is there for everybody. Everybody must participate. And this is Radio Biafra. Yes. We have somebody on the line. Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Bayito, the coordinator of Russia.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling because after the data announcing people that blame the word they promised to offer the development of Biafra in Enugu, you didn't mention what Russia provided.
That is correct. You did. That is correct. Russia provided as well. I do apologize. That is a correction. Russia provided. I am apologizing. Go ahead.
Okay. No. We are having our executive meeting tomorrow. After the meeting, we are going to pay our monthly due by next week. Our legislation of the Justice of Biafra will be going on by next week. Before the 1st of the May, we are going to have the legislation of official our legislation here in Russia.
Yes, Mbajito, they said that Russia is a secret place where our people are doing very well, but they're not talking. They said you people in Russia are very, very comfortable. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, like that's why some of them.
Exactly. But people don't know this, that Biafrans in Russia are very, very comfortable. How about getting a bind?
But no problem. We are going to supply all the water before the 1st of this month.
Wonderful. I want to hear that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you and God bless you. Russia have here extricated themselves from this very grip. We have somebody else on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? You will give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Director.
Yes, I can hear you. Give us your name.
Okay, my name is Austin Abai. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, please go ahead.
I just want to, first of all, congratulate you for putting Radio Biafra on satellite. It is not easy.
It is not me that put Biafra on satellite. It is the indigenous people of Biafra. Every Biafran on this planet, everybody listening to Radio Biafra, those people that contributed their money, every blessed month without fail, they put Biafra on satellite. I'm only here to pilot the affairs of the people of Biafra. But you, yourself, having contributed, you put Biafra on satellite. You must start by congratulating yourself. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I still want to congratulate you because you really managed the word very well.
So thank you. Thank
not
you.
Everybody is trustworthy in this aspect. So
thank you, very
you
much.
For your trustworthiness.
Thank you.
Yes, I would like to use the opportunity to announce our meeting, our upcoming meeting on Sunday, the 23rd of February, March 2014. It will be in Olten, the city of Olten, Switzerland, Arawashstrasse 72. More especially, we want every member to attend. This is very, very crucial. We want to talk about many important issues about demonstration that we are going to participate. We want to talk about our monthly contribution. We want to talk about all those important issues, and we expect every member to attend, especially our members from French speaking part of Switzerland. They are not showing up. I want to use this medium to call them. They should come to our meeting. This is very, very crucial that they must come to our meeting. People from Geneva and Lausanne and all French-speaking area in Switzerland, they need to come to our meeting, not just joining us on Facebook and not doing anything, just like what sister said from before. Our people are just reluctant. You just make yourself known that you are a Biafran, and then you relax and watch others do their job for you. This is not how we're going to get Biafra. We really want to call every member to come attend this meeting. It's very crucial that we come together and discuss how we are going to go to Geneva. We are planning to go to Geneva for the demonstration, and people from Geneva have not been participating. They are not working very, very well with us. So we want to know what's going on. We want to know what's wrong, that we can solve the problems and get together and plan our ways, how we're going to go for the demonstration come 30th of May. So our meeting is going to take place at 3:30 p.m. in Olten, the city of Olten, Switzerland, in Arawashstrasse number 72. And numbers to call if anybody is missing his way is 078-861-9461. I repeat, 078-861-9461. Or they can also call 076-442-3453. I thank you so much, director, for the opportunity given to me to speak to you and to tell Biafrans what is my mind. Thank you for the good work, and I pray that all Biafrans will listen to what our sister just said. They should participate, not just by calling Radio Biafra, but also by dipping hand into their pocket to support what is going on, because this is our last opportunity to get Biafra. Thank you. God bless you. And Chukwuemeka be with you, as you said, in Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very, very much. We have Chioma Amerisa Hagotu in the studio, and also our very, very beloved sister is also here, Olivia Wonsu. Is it Angel Golden? I'm going to go Angel and Golden at the same time. What is She will explain. Okay, Johnny Abronyakam. You will please acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Because women are planning a coup. The women are planning to overthrow the men because the men are very weak. They are very weak. But before you speak, we have a caller on the line. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Fred Hunter from Texas.
You're welcome to the program, my dear brother, because I believe you're from my village, Isiama Faruqui Beku. Please go ahead.
I heard you mention my name.
Yes.
Okay. As far as relocating to Biafra, I have adopted a quiet boom.
You've adopted a quiet boom. I don't blame you. I will go there myself.
The reason I adopted a quiet boom, it seems to me you have a fine governor who has the interest of the people at heart.
That is correct. That is correct, yes.
Now, I just want to call and let you know that I'm still listening to you and encourage the people to participate. And there's a saying in English, maybe in Biafra also, many hands make the load light.
That is correct.
And the more participation we have, the better off we all are. And I'd like to see us all capture the vision. You mentioned Malaysia a little bit earlier. That has been in the news about the palm and how they have extracted certain products from the palm tree and palm oil.
Yes.
I would like to encourage us to participate in that kind of thing also to capture that vision. If they can do it, so can we.
Of course we can. Even better, we are Biafrans blessed by Chukwu Abiamah himself. We are the children of the light. God made us in his own image. In fact, the language they speak in heaven is Igbo language. We know that for certain. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Women are planning a takeover. So we are putting them under the spotlight. You pick up the microphone and please acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra in every time zone on this present earth, listening to us via not just satellite, we must say, because we are on satellite 17 degrees east, Amos 5. Point your dish to 17 degrees east, all over Africa. Regardless of where your relative is, they can get Radio Biafra on satellite. Not anybody can do that. We are the only people on that platform because God is with us. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is Chioma Morales Ahagotu. I am from Izinihite in Mbise in Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to call all the Biafrans that are in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia to come out and join us during the broadcast. Nnamdi Kanu is here, so I don't want you guys to message me to ask me about Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is in Maryland, so I am asking every one of you to come out and support the movement. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You are sounding as if you couldn't wait to get off the phone. But you are quite talkative, as a matter of fact, and we want you to be when it comes to Biafra. And now also, what is your Igbo name, please?
Ugoman Kiruka.
Oh, that's very nice. Oh, Ugoman Kiruka. Is that the angel and the golden? That be your name?
Yes.
Okay,
I have
please go ahead.
Igbo names anyways.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Biafran people. I greet you guys. Please, my name is Olivia Nwosu, but I'm about to change the name Olivia back to Ngoma.
Exactly. That's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay. I'm just trying to encourage every one of us to come out and to support us in this very struggle. Please, you guys should come out. If you men, I think you guys are sleeping, maybe we're going to give you guys like some kind of medication to make you, to exactly. Put you guys to sleep.
Exactly.
Maybe ladies, women, we can just kind of take over the struggle and we're going to get the bear front and
yes.
Wake you guys up again and say, you know what, since you guys are sleeping, just keep on sleeping. And then by the time women get a bear front, then I can now call you guys to.
To call them back to the zoo.
Yes, back to the zoo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have callers everywhere. People are calling us. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Is that correct? Do we have a caller on the phone? I don't think so. Do we have a caller on the phone? No, I don't think so. They couldn't stay. They couldn't remain faithful. They could not remain faithful. Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. But our sister is there. Ngozi Madu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I forgot to make the announcement I wanted to make. I want to remind the Biafra Women Executives that we'll be having our meeting. It's an emergency meeting tomorrow, 10 p.m. Biafra time. Whether the broadcast is over or not, once it is 10 p.m., you just come on Skype. And the names are Rita Nibogo, Sandra Ezoma, Norma Ezebilo, Chioma Amirelis, Florence Nkechi, Roslyn Wosu, Chioma Gostain, Chioma Iruanya, Christiana Ibebubu, Yukeria Okere, Njiri Biako Chinyere, Ebere Asogwa, Clementina Eket. Please, if you hear your name, don't miss this meeting. It is very, very important. It is very, very important. Do not miss it. And to what our women coordinator here in Sweden said, Eukarya, the Skype number we are using, because the meeting is going to hold via Skype, and it's for all the Biafra women in Scandinavia, Finland, Denmark, Norway. And I expect all the coordinators to allow their wives to join us tomorrow, 6 p.m. We are starting 6 p.m., not any minute passes. And the Skype line still remain the same model 1040. Please, let's try to participate in this meeting. It is important. Thank you and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. And we have somebody on the line, I presume, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you.
Good evening, all Biafrans. This is Festus Sulokan, the coordinator of Verona. I say, may God bless you, or may Shukwu Abiyama bless you all this evening. I am here once again to tell all Biafrans all over the way, they are all the coordinators, that we never slack and we never give up. We all are working hard to see that our monthly contribution is going to be paid. Now, let's all, you don't worry, you carry on. In every city you pass around, all of them are getting ready. They are doing their own homework, one after the other. We all are going to do our homework and make sure our monthly contribution are paid. We are here to restore Biafra, to stand for Biafra, to make sure Biafra comes. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing else we think of every day is Biafra. We are working hard with our central coordinator, Michael Iranya. May God bless that man. He's a strong man. Whatever he are, I say, may Shukwu Abiyama bless him in the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, I call upon you this hour, this moment. Whatever it is now, I say, Shukwu Abiyama, descend your power upon him and make him to be a man of itself right now. I pray in Shukwu Abiyama. Lord, my God, you are the only one that can say whatever he is now. I say, I descend upon him. He called me 2 days ago. He's not feeling fine, Director. I'm not supposed to say this, but he's a man. Yeah. I'm not supposed to say it, but he's a man. But my spirit directs me to pray this all over the world right now. That is the reason why I'm doing so, Director. I'm not supposed to say it.
There's no problem.
We are working hard. Our contribution is coming. Don't relax. Ikechukwu, we know whatever you are passing through. I always visit Nigeria. I know. We all know. Don't worry. We have you in our heart, in the center of our heart, not in the back, in the center. Quiet ahead.
Thank you very much.
I want to bless up your friends. I want to see up your friends in America. You all should stand up on your word. Not just to come out there and go and relax in your house. We are here. And we want to meet you with you Sunday, but very much on Sunday. And we will raise up our executive officers. They are responding very well. May God bless all of them. I said, Director, we leave you now and carry on your show. We all are standing behind you and we stay one-to-one, not behind, one-to-one. Thank you and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. I trust Italy. And I know I have not spoken to Irania because I have been traveling. But I intend to get in touch with him, touch base with him next week. He worked too hard. Now he can understand what I go through. He was working with me in morning, noon, and night in Italy, and he took ill. It's understandable, and our prayers are with him and the lovely family. We remember him. He's a very great man, and I said it live on air that Michael Iranya is one of us. People must know what that means. That's what I said. that Michael Iranya is one of us. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line on Skype, on the coordinator's line to be precise. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning from China, Director. This is Onumkwo Tochukwu calling from China.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My greetings to Biafrans all over the world, and most especially indigenous people of Biafra here in China. I greet every one of them. Please, I want to make an announcement for everyone. So many people have been at home answering Biafrans in China, while some of them have given us $50 compulsory, and other money we contributed, I have not responded to it. Our receipt is out now. I've been asking for it. I'm sorry to say this. If you have paid your $50 compulsory and they have not respond to other contribution we make, I'm not going to give you the receipt, because you make this promise in front of Chukwu IBM and before Biafrans. So you cannot come and tell us you will give us $100, you will give up $1,000, and tomorrow we will not see you again. And when the receipt you are asking of is out, then you will come and take receipt for the $50, we will not see you again. So if you know that you are owing us, after this Sunday, upper Sunday is our meeting, you have to come around and take your receipt and pay us the money that you are owing us. It's better for you not to say than you said it. Whatever you say you give to Biafran in front of us, you will give it to us. We don't have time to come and holding you or asking you about the money. It's all about the receipt, the evidence to show that you support this struggle. So you have to calculate the money and bring it to us. If you know you are not going to give us money, stop saying it. Telling Biafran that you will do this, you will do that. I appreciate the effort and the support everyone in Biafran here, in China here, have been giving in support of this struggle. Chukwu Abiyama will bless and provide for every one of you. Thank you, Director. Keep it on. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We are here transmitting live and direct. You can reach us via any of these platforms, either through +12402177185. That is our line. Or you can come to us via Radio Biafra on Skype. Or you can come to us if you are a principal officer of these very great people all over the world, indigenous people of Biafra. Then you know how to reach us as well. We are here in Maryland, and I have been asked to recap the news headlines, and I shall do so. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please, you're welcome once again. On a day we are reporting, don't exaggerate corruption in Nigeria, according to Jonathan. Rochas Okorocha is warning our people to stay away from Imo Government House. We are saying the house does not belong to you. It belongs to Biafrans, and we can take it anytime we want to. Jonathan is saying it is fire for fire, which is rubbish. He cannot do it. We have somebody on the line, I believe. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes,
please. Yes, give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Mr. Kelechi Meli. I'm calling from China.
From China, please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to congratulate you and thank you for all the good work you have been doing. I pray that Chukwu Adama will strengthen you and bless you the more. Director, when I just came in to have what I hear somebody talking about Owazirike and the people that are begging for Owazirike, for forgiveness for Owazirike, I want to ask for those people that are begging for forgiveness for Owazirike. Did the Owazirike ask them to beg for forgiveness for him? Or are they begging on their own? What is their problem concerning Owazirike? Let them leave Owazirike to keep on collecting the money that he's collecting from Monitamani Market for offloading of container. And the people that are talking about Rochas Okorocha, let them forget Rochas Okorocha. He said all the women of Imo State are prostitutes. He posted it on the net and he's proud of saying it. So let us leave him first. Since he's proud of calling his own mother a prostitute, he will do the more. So let us leave them. And let us now focus on these people that are representing their so-called life in national confab. All I pray that when they finish that confab, if they didn't speak in favor of Biafra, as they are coming out from that national conference hall,
Thunder will strike all of them to death in the name of Chukwu Abiana.
That's
all I call for.
Thank you very much, and we welcome it. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the line as well, I believe. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can that caller hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. We have one on Skype. Can the caller on Skype hear me?
Hello, my Kingsley Chukwuebuka of Gunta. I am from Mbaukwa Kasa local government in Anambra State.
Yes. And Biafra. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cyprus, North Cyprus, in Turkish Republic of North Cyprus.
You're calling from North Cyprus. We are everywhere in this world, as I keep reminding people across every time zone. This caller is from Cyprus, and this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to use this medium. This is my first time of calling. I just want to use this medium to thank you and to thank every Biafrans in the whole world. And I want to commend you people for the things you are doing. We are here to know if there is any zonal coordination or coordinator around this place. So I just want to know if there is any kind of zonal coordinators here.
You can start one yourself immediately. You can start one today. You can start coordinating North Cyprus from this very second, from this very minute. You are a coordinator, you start coordinating it immediately.
Okay, no problem. It's okay. Thank you very much. I just want to shout out and thank everybody. The Mrs. Ngozi Mado, I heard her voice, but there's one thing I want to correct. I don't know why we are so much complaining in so many areas. I don't think this complaints on the internet and the live coverage is wonderful at all. I don't know if there is any way we can complain, as in call like a meeting and they make these complaints in the meeting, not in the internet, because as we complain, people are listening to us all over the world and they are seeing our weak, if there is any weakness at all, they are seeing it. So
yes, I understand what you're saying, but here we put everything out in the open, apart from things which we don't want everybody to follow and to understand. Thank you very much for that. You must coordinate Northern Cyprus, please, for us. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us a name and where you are, please.
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good afternoon from here.
All right. My name is George. I'm George Oshilim.
And
I'm calling from Luton.
From Luton, please go ahead. Yeah. Luton is in the UK. Go ahead.
I've been looking around if I can see a lot of people to join me in Luton, but I've not seen anyone at the moment now. But and I've opened a Facebook page, the people in Luton, so they can join us. But no one has been on that page at the moment. And
have you? Let me tell you what to do. It's very simple. Do you know how to get people in Luton to come and join you? You know all those Indian shops in Luton, the Luton area.
Yeah.
You know you see the windows of those shops. You know they do adverts on the windows. You know that.
Yeah.
Do you have a local library where you are in Luton?
Yeah.
Do you have community halls where you are in Luton?
Yeah.
Do you have churches? Roman Catholic, Methodist, Anglican?
Yeah, churches.
Just go and print your flyers. Go to those churches one Sunday morning or Saturday evening, depending on when they congregate. Go and share your flyers. Go to the Asian shops and put your flyers on the window to say, if you are a Biafran in Luton, please contact me. Listen to Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, and you see your phone will be ringing.
All right.
That is how to do it.
All right, boss.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on the phone? No, we don't. We don't. But we have somebody on Skype, I believe. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can I hear you?
Please,
you're
your name.
To me?
I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Afamefna Odoye. Calling from Germany.
From Germany. Which part of Germany are you in?
I live in Bayreuth here.
Please go ahead.
So I'm trying to say this is my first time calling, and My question is, any Biro people, any Biafrans in Biro here?
I don't know. I have not heard that name before. But since you are the first, it is called Onyembo. It is now your responsibility to coordinate your family, your people, Biafrans around where you are, so you can start doing so immediately.
Okay, no problem. Okay then.
Thank you very much. Coordinate them and you let us know how you are doing. We have a caller on the phone. Can you give us your name and where you are, please? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? No, they cannot hear me. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'd like to thank you. Good evening and good evening, all Biafrans all over the world.
Good afternoon from here.
My name is Nnamdi Onwumero. I'm from Ekwuoge in Biafra land. I'm calling from Austria.
Yes, please. Go ahead. From Austria. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to take this opportunity to announce our coming meeting tomorrow, Saturday. And I want to give out our number online so that whoever that need to contact us can call the number. The number is 0688-973-7053. Again, 0688-973-7053. Contact us with this number, on this number, and we want everybody to come out and join us. We have a lot of things to talk about, and we need each and everyone ideas to make our movement go forward, and we are planning how to send more of our message to more far part of Ostrand. So we need everybody to come out and join and bring a new idea. So we thank you for your good work, Director, and all the literary God of the Radio Biafra and all Biafra all over the world. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are here. Do we have somebody on the line? No, we don't. Give us... Oh, no. Please, can you turn your system down? No. You need to turn your system down. Your system is too high. We did not call you to listen to our own voice. We called to listen to yours. And so, is all our listeners all over the world, please. Can you turn your system down?
Yes, I did.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, or good afternoon from here in Maryland.
That's good. My name is Godwin Ezekwere. I'm calling from Meinheim in Germany.
From Meinheim in Germany. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so permit me to use this opportunity to announce our meeting on Sunday. This coming Sunday.
Yes.
In Meinheim. So our brothers living in Heidelberg, Meinheim, Ludwigshafen, Schifferstadt areas, Kaiserslautern areas. If you want to join us, please, the number to call is 0152-116-225-49. I repeat the number again, 0152-116-225-49. 549, and the next number is 0152-131-402-55. So that's my announcement, Director.
Thank you very much. You have done very well. Our people must keep on meeting. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. If you've not finished, go ahead.
Yes, I want to use this opportunity to tell you that on behalf of Germany, I'm telling you today that Germany, we are not going to fail you. I remember the day we met you in Frankfurt. We came from Mannheim to meet you in Frankfurt. I discussed with you, and I asked you some questions. The first question I asked you, I hope, Director, you are not going to disappoint us.
and you looked at me and laughed. You told me that is me. We, the Biafrans, are going to disappoint you. But for you, you are not going to disappoint us. And since that day, we have been working hard to make sure that Biafra must come. And if they refuse to give us Biafra, I bet everybody on this planet we are going to burn Nigeria down, because we are not alive. We are all dead already.
We are dead.
So that is my promise.
We are dead already. Anyanwugong, we are dead anyway. So we have nothing to fear. We don't fear death. Because we are dead already. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Your permission, of course, granted. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are here in Maryland transmitting to the entirety of humanity. We are without fear before our enemies. There is a breaking news coming up. Things are happening. Anything I tell you, after a while, it comes to pass. People must look at Somalia very well. Somalia will be a paradise compared to what is going to happen in the zoo. There is a breaking news now that the Senate president escaped death as gunmen attacked his convoy. That is going to happen to every politician, every criminal in the zoo. Their lives will be under danger. They will not travel by road anymore. Those helicopters, if they fly in it, it will be grounded. We'll shoot it down and they will die of all of them, one after the other. What they have sowed, they are going to reap, all of them. This is the time, if they have any brain, if the British people can understand what is coming, oh dear Lord, they will quickly run to Hausa Fulani people and ask them to give this people Biafra. Or else, look at Somalia very well. Nobody stopped it. That is what is going to happen in the zoo. There will be death, murder, and mayhem everywhere. There is nothing anybody can do. Because years of pent-up frustration, of hunger, of destitution has now boiled over. People are now taking laws into their own hands. The British gave us a country. In Britain, the policeman does not carry a gun. In Britain, you can hardly see an army officer on the road. But these same people came to the zoo, gave you independence, and gave arms to the police people. They gave arms, to people, to civilians. And we, the civilians, we don't have any guns in our houses. The reason why American police people here carry guns is because everybody in America, some of them are a bit loopy. They all have guns in their houses. So you need gun to police people with guns, isn't it? How can you use gun to police men and women who are selling crayfish? The only weapon they have is that needle that comes from the mouth of crayfish that is dry. But these people, they have guns. This is the consequence. Britain is about to reap. That monstrosity it created is about to collapse. And with it, many people are going to die, I'm afraid to say. Many will perish. Your grandmother, your uncles, all everybody is marked for death. The only thing that can save them is the timely coming of Biafra. That's all. Everybody will be on their own, or else. This is Radio Biafra. You give me your name and where you are. We are in Maryland. Can you hear me? We have somebody on the line. They don't want to say anything. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Are you speaking with me?
I am talking to you, please. And so is the whole world, because they are listening.
Thank you so much, director. This is Osito Keke calling from Biafra land.
Osito Keke, you are welcome to this very program. Yes. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Thank you, director. Actually, I must start from saying that they will all die for all they have committed. This is just a little. They must all die for all the atrocities, for all the criminalities, for all the evil which they have done to our peoples. Director, we are calling from Biafra land, and we are grand. I thank each and every one of my fellow Biafrans. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good morning, wherever you are listening from. This is also Keke calling from Biafra land. Actually, we happen to be on the ground past 1 month, director, as you can say.
and we have been touring around the whole Biafran countries. We have been going around, we have been taking some pictures, videos. We have been seeing all the atrocities they have been committing to our people. These people are so wicked. And I am calling for all my Biafran brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever you are listening from, that I believe in you. If we allow these people more 5 years, for them to continue this way, Director, we are finished. And I must tell you, all my brothers and sisters, we must come out. We must use our last blood to destroy these people with all we got as a people. We must use our blood to destroy these people. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, that if we continue like this as a people, as an ethnic people, in the next 5 years, for what we are seeing, for what we are seeing, where we come from, for what is happening to our people, you can never see any other thing in Biafra land except death, posters, burial ceremony, every evil thing that has been happening to our people. Every blessed day, we are going to publish a lot of things to show our people what is happening where we come from. Our people need to wake up. Our people need to take out from them the ideology of riches and wealth and look for their freedom and seek for their freedom. And I'm telling you, my fellow people of Biafra, wherever you're listening from, I'm calling from Biafra land. And I'm telling you, past a month and which we have been going around all over Biafra land, what is happening to where we perform while we are in abroad. We are in Toronto. We are in Canada. Doing all sorts of nonsense. While where we come from is being taken away from us. We must do something. Wherever you are listening to, we must do something. We must come back home to reclaim where we come from. You must use this opportunity to thank my fellow Biafrans in Thailand, most especially Biafrans in Thailand, the coordinator of Biafrans in Thailand. I thank him so much for his good work. Where I come from, my people is formidable. They are trying their best. They are supporting the very struggle, even on my absence. I thank them so much. I thank my people all over the world. You are hearing my voice from Biafra land. And we have been working tirelessly. We have been working with our last blood. We have been going around the whole Biafra land. We have been seeing things which have been happening to our people. Our people are suffering. Our people are dying. Our people are smiling on top of slavery. Our people suffer to the core, my brothers and sisters. You need to see what is happening to our people while we are now abroad, enjoying another people's who build their country for their people. We need to come and replace where we come from. Director, I must be honest with you all that nothing can ever allow us as a people to continue this way. I have never sit on this very radio station for a while now because we have been working since we come back here. Our people are suffering. Do you know the meaning of when you hear suffering to the core? Our people don't know what is Nepalite for good 1 year all over where we come from. Our people don't know what is good road. Our people are suffering. Our land has been taken away. Every look and crime, you see Hausa people, Yoruba people, Katori Aras, they carry rifles. They treat our people like a slave, even in their kitchen. Things are happening. I am shedding tears. When I was in abroad hearing Sister Nita crying, come and salvage us. We don't reason, we don't understand what she means. But I must tell you, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you're listening from, that where we come from is being taken away. Every look and climb, even inside bush, even inside village, even inside your community, even inside your kindred, you see Hausa, Boko Haram people, policemen, the Nigerian army, without no identity in their uniform, carrying rifle, everywhere where we come from, our land has been taken away. We need to do something.
we need to do something. Director, I don't know if you people are hearing me.
Loud and clear, we are here. Air. You are on air and the whole
I'm
world
I'm telling
is
you people that we have been on ground more than a month now. What we are seeing where we come from is abundantly abominable things. We are finished as a people. Hausa people, Yoruba people, Fulani people have taken where we come from. You need to see how they maltreat our people. Our women have been taken away. Our women have been raped. They can't do anything. You don't have to say. People are dying every blessed day. You can never see any good business where we come from except coffee business. We have a lot of evidence. We have videos. We have pictures. And we are going to publish them to the world. What is happening from where we come from? Why we are in another people country enjoying? What the fuck that is happening where we come from that we cannot come back as a great people and fight for this where we come from? Director, I continue saying this, that more 5 years, believe me, I want to join you a lot and open my again. Only 5 years more. Nobody can ever try to come where he come from again because our land has been taken away from us. Believe me, you, we shed tears in abundantly for what is happening where we come from. I call upon my people to leave whatever that God wealth, riches, life materials for us to fight for where we come from, for us to reclaim back what rightfully belongs to us, because I choose to die this way like a brave, not like a slave. God can never allow me to die like a slave, not even in that Hausa cattle realized people, never. That is why I'm here. I think they say we are not making any movement, but we are here. We are here. We have been seeing what has been happening to our people, and we say never. Can we be alive like this, claiming whatever we are in another man's land, where we come from, is being taken away, never. Each and every one of us, hearing my voice this very moment, can you imagine, even network, director, the ideology they use for our people, if you are not in Yoruba land and the Hausa land, you cannot even get a good internet. Do you know that
That's
where
terrible.
We come from, nothing like internet?
My goodness.
They pay for what they don't use. They useless our people, they call them like rag. They don't say, even when you see your brother being killed in a very wrong way, you can't say anything. What a shame. And we call ourselves chief and king, everything we claim in another man's land, where we come from, is being taken away. What a shame that is befalling us. These people have been choking our eyes, to the extent we don't have anything to utter again. Not even when we see the face on Korokoro, cannot even talk. If you talk, you'll be killed. What happened in 97, AU 67, is happening now, where we come from. I must tell you guys, we need to do something. Be you who hearing my voice, you choose to die a slave, not near you. I will die. I'd rather die here. I'd rather die here fighting. Fighting for my freedom than to die as a slave. God punish anybody who will let me. God punish anybody who will come in front of me. Tell me one Nigeria. This country has never been one and it can never be one. The humiliation is very, very totally clear. Each and every one of us have to wake up. We have to double our effort. Anybody who chooses to die as a slave must go to hellfire. God will punish such people in life because where we come from have been taken away. Just how many years we stay abroad, we forgot everything where we come from. Do you know that where we come from, 7 o'clock, you can drive from here to Maiduguri. You can never see any motor, talk of seeing human being on the road. 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., 7 p.m., where we come from. 7 p.m. everywhere become like, in fact, the desert. It's a shame. You can never see a young youth where we come from again. We have torn the whole Biafran land.
Can anybody come out here and tell me his own village or his own city? We have gone there. We show him. We give him picture, video. What happened? From where will he come from? We have torn the whole Biafra land. All the same. All the same. These people never call us one, but they know we are one. They have treated us like one. Everywhere in Biafra, the same thing is happening. We have been slaves for these people for these years. Each and every one of you have to wake up. Be you who? You're a coward if you don't fight for your freedom. God will judge you because you forget where we come from. We can never die this way. We can never die as a slave. You be you who? King, Igwe, Eze, hearing my voice, you're a coward. Call me, I give you address where I'm calling from in Biafra land. Come and knock for me, I open for you. If you knock, I didn't open for you, that means we are fake. I give you address where I'm calling from in Biafra land. Do you want me to go ahead and say it on air, director? I give them where I'm calling from. They can knock for me here and I open for them. If it's not, that means we are fake. Where we come from is being taken away. We must do something. We must do something, my people. If you don't do something, if you choose to die abroad or die as a slave, you're a coward. Where we come from, even in Lagos, what? Do you know what is happening now to our land in Lagos? They now buy swamp. Do you know what is swamp? Ogunmiri. They buy Ogunmiri now. Swamp they buy. The money they use to feed only the swamp, it can build 5-story building in their far land. Before they start, only to feed the swamp. But as we have been marginalized. We and these people are not the same. We can never be the same. If you not tell your brother, you can never make it. Our people are suffering in Biafra land. Nothing have ever been the same. They have all sent the whole truth to Hausa and Yoruba people to all Biafra and give them rights for even Kakorianas. They are killing our people secretly, even where we come from. Nobody, none of you can come back to Biafra land and stay your father house 1 week. If you try with whatever you want, we do for you. Come back. Let's see you. Unless you come back and dress like a slave. You dress in your fatherland 1 week. You be Konyara. Yeah, you be Konyara. You will die in the next 24 hours. I challenge you. Come. You a slave. We must fight with our last God. They're trying to cut me off and I must go. I want our people to wake up.
We have his line has gone. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and everybody. We welcome you wherever you're coming from. If nothing moves you, what Osito Keke have been saying should move you. Osita was in Thailand. He is part of us in Thailand. He is part of the family. And we have continued relentlessly to fulfill our promise. Everything we have told you has come to pass. If you want our address back home, we'll give it to you. Osita, are you still with me? No, he's gone. This is Radio Biafra. He said it. If you want an address, we can give it to you. Everything we told you. I told you our men will move back home, and they have moved back home. We cannot allow them to starve, not under my watch. The same nonsense that happened before cannot repeat itself. We cannot ask our boys to go home to fight for us and then we let them starve. They sleep on the street and their clothes are torn. That nonsense can never happen. Not under my watch. Impossible. That is why we are asking each and every coordinator on this earth, as long as you have coordinator attached to your name before the end of this month, we must get supplies to these people. As our sister said, madam, it is not when you do one thing, you rest and clap for yourself. We can only rest and clap once the tricolor of the rising sun is flying proudly and boldly over the government house and government buildings all across Biafra land. We are relentless. Go and check the dictionary meaning of the word relentless. That is what we are. We are not going to stop. There is no time to celebrate small achievement. Biafra is the ultimate goal, and that is where we are going. Once again, wherever you are, we must bring this very program to an end. We have been here for almost 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken. but there are people here also. They must give us their closing remarks. Okumechi, closing remark is called. They must give it to us, and also our brother is here. Our brother is here. Tomorrow, yes, you can read the poem tomorrow. Is it Nkiruka or Ifeyinwa? Which one is, what's your name? Ugomma. We go with Ugomma, not Olivia. Olivia, it says olive oil, is that correct? That's what olive oil is. It's olive oil, isn't it? Yes, that's what, is that not Olivia? Olive oil. What is it? Mount Olive. I have olive oil. That's where you get olive oil from now. You don't know, I know my destiny. I know my plant, my botany. That's what it's called, the study of plants, isn't it? Botany, is that correct? I know, it's all from olive oil. You get the tree that is olive, isn't it? The same way that gum comes from a gum tree. Yeah? Is that correct? That's correct. I'm correct. But we don't know where I'm really. So what is the meaning of it? People don't, we need to understand. What is the meaning of it?
It's the name of a flower.
It's a flower as well.
Yes.
Okay. Does it grow at Mbisa?
Maybe. We'll take it to
the Biafra line. Okay. If it doesn't grow there, we plant it.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. This is Radio Biafra. Our brother is also here. He must introduce himself. Obuhianaka, but he will tell us who he is. Please, it's very, very important. He was with us yesterday. Please go ahead.
Yes, yes. Good day, my people from Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Adike. I'm here once again with the Honorable Director. You know, I'm wishing everybody well in the diaspora back home, and I wish everybody well in the movement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. And this is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of today's proceedings, the 21st of March in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, whatever you have done, please, they have something to say and they must say it. It's called closing remark. I wanted to close before they have something to say. You must close with a remark, according to Ndibeke. Go ahead.
Hello again. This is Chioma Morales, Ahagotu, from Mbise. I wanted to thank everyone for tuning in today. Tomorrow is another day. And I hope you guys will tune in. For some of you that live in the DMV, that means DC, Virginia, and Maryland, I want to see you guys in the studio with us tomorrow. No excuses. Thank you.
Tomorrow is not work on Saturdays. Do you work on Saturdays as well? So some of them do. Okay, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Biafran people. This is Olivia Mosu again.
Have you changed back to Olivia?
No, I thought you had given. No, I would say that way again. Anyway, you go, my.
Yes.
Mosu.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to thank Barista Imam Mezu. Barista, thank you.
Is Barista from your place?
Yes, he's from Owerri.
Okay, it's an Owerri thing.
Yeah, thank you, Barista, and thank you all you guys for listening today. We give back to you guys tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. They are doing very well. They are mobilizing and evangelizing for the people of Biafra. They are cooking, but Chioma hasn't cooked yet. She I understand she cannot cook properly. She can only cook a goosey soup, we are told. Nkiru has been doing very well. She cooked something, I don't know. She said it's, I don't know, what was it you cooked? Was it vegetable or okazi? I don't know. I couldn't make okazi. Oh my goodness me. Thank goodness. Akwa okazi ndi America wonka. I'm telling you, I couldn't recognize it. I don't know if it's vegetable soup or okazi. I couldn't find okazi inside it. But can I pray to you? We keep praying to God as we move along. Which is why we want Biafra for more than one reason, I'm telling you. All of these girls, they need to be trained at home. I don't know if they can even tie two-piece wrapper. For where? This is Radio Biafra. We must make sure that Biafra comes, that our daughters may be able to cook and tie two-piece wrapper correctly with headscarf. That's where we come from. People must have listened to our dear sister, Ditanebo Ogum. They must have heard our dear sister, Ngozi Madam. They listened to Osito Keke, who left where he was to go back home to serve his country. We cannot allow them to starve. We cannot allow them to go without clothing and shelter. It is incumbent upon everybody to ensure that our soldiers on the ground are well looked after. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it, because here we anchor everything we do upon that very cardinal irresistible principle called the truth. Here is Yoku Bondo. Truth is indeed life. We thank you once again, and that is why we state categorically, without any fear, favor, without retreating and without surrender, that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this very platform, this radio station, is where we worship, because Chukwuma Abiama is our God. He will guide, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Good evening, and thank you very much.